about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
It is a message from hell. Trust me. Things are about to get very, very bad.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
This is Shannon who says, hi, I'm 14, and I grew up listening to rock music. Recently, I've been obsessed with the rock band. Some of their songs have some strange lyrics. Now, my dad is telling me that I should second-guess listening to their music. So can I listen to both rock and Christian music? Please help.
It depends on what rock you're listening to. I mean, some of the stuff is just evil. They used to talk about kill your parents, and they were just some evil things, and they were odes to Satan, and so you don't want that stuff coming into your mind.
And now,
K-Rock Montefrigos!
That's what's up!
Our feature presentation.
Pat Robertson, right?
Right.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, there are people in America in 2016 who are sitting down and sending emails to Pat Robertson asking for advice on how to run their lives.
Yeah. And there's music out there that tells you to kill your parents and worship Satan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
And I hope we're playing some of that today. evil rock and roll.
Oh.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday. It's the 3rd of February.
I just love that rock and roll was the great evil in the 1950s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it still hasn't abated. They still think that that's the enemy. That's what's ruined society is the kids and their damned rock music.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Dancing, moving their hips.
Right?
Ugh.
Filthy.
Gross.
What'd you say? It's Wednesday?
Yep.
All right.
February 3rd.
Decided to talk about OJ later?
Same.
Allie, I can't, you of all people. How?
Don't. With
why?
The, and the
why are you?
Stop.
Come on.
Listen, I am not rich like all of you and get feeds early.
It's just called DirecTV. It's
yeah,
not some special
for
hookup. It's
rich
it's
people.
No, it's not.
Rich people have that.
What? Millions of people have DirecTV.
That are all rich.
What do you have?
I
the
have.
Dish?
No, that would also be awesome.
Okay.
I have just regular old cable.
Is DirecTV that much more than cable?
No.
I don't think it is.
I didn't think it was.
It just involves someone coming out. And
murder.
I'm content with what I have. Plus, you guys have all the earlier feeds because you've had it for so long.
No. FX is nationwide for everybody.
There are a few networks that we get early because we subscribed way back in the day, but this
right.
is not one of them. This is FX. I think the show was on 3 times in a row last night.
Yeah. This is regular basic cable. That's all it is. That everyone who has satellite gets the feed starting at 7 p.m.
Wait, only you and OJ don't have it.
Do you think I had the earlier feed and didn't notice?
I hope.
No? Oh, no. Chip's shaking her head no.
I hope so.
Do you have Time Warner?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have it.
Oh,
Allie,
come on, Time Warner.
I'm not trying to do a commercial for DirecTV, but for God's sakes, get DirecTV. Because so you can watch things at 7 instead of 10.
And give them promo code Bean.
Hey.
I'm anyway. So sad. Everyone's talking about it. Twitter was just going crazy about it. And
you would have loved it. Well, we'll talk about it later. I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but we'll spoil it for you. spoiler alert, OJ killed a bunch of people. Okay. Before we get into today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, yesterday I brought you the tape out of Florida of the Miami woman who pulled over a police officer for speeding, and I thought that was great.
I thought about that for a long time yesterday, and I can't believe that actually happened and it actually worked.
The gonads of that lady
to
pull up next to a police officer and beep her horn and flash your lights and wave him over and get him together. It was great. Well, I think you're going to like this tape a lot, too.
Right.
This is a man in Illinois, Quincy, Illinois, who has been shot. He's in his apartment and a bullet comes through the window and hits him.
Okay.
Now, this is at 5:15 in the morning this interview is taking place. He has already the shooting had happened sometime in the night. He has already been to the hospital and is back. But I was a little bit surprised by the interview he gave to the reporter who knocked on his door at 5:15 in the morning and how unbelievably casual he is about being shot in his apartment. I was talking about this with my wife last night. If I was sitting in my house and a bullet came through and hit me in the chest,
yeah,
I would be so freaked out that I think I would be awake and wired for a week.
Yeah.
Because it would be the craziest thing that had ever happened to me.
You would be screaming like a little girl.
Well, yeah, I'm not even talking about the pain of being shot. I'm just talking about the fact that it happened would just freak me out so much. Like, how could this possibly have occurred? You won't believe how casual this young man is about being shot.
5:14 now, breaking in the overnight hours, reports of shots fired here on Quincy's north side. Our own Raina Harvey is now in the 800 block of Chestnut with the very latest. Raina, what's new?
Well, breaking this morning, Chad, this is unbelievable. I just knocked on the door of the resident's home and just spoke to the victim who was shot. He's actually walking up right now as we speak. Sir, can you please tell us what happened?
You know, I'm in the room, chilling, kicking like I usually do, drinking, and somebody shot right through my back window, hit me in the chest. And I'm like, get my son out the room. You know, I wasn't even tripping over it. It's like a little petty wound, you know? I ain't even tripping, though.
I'm not even tripping over this. This is like a petty wound.
I'm not tripping over this petty wound.
Yeah. He looks so much like Wiz Khalifa, too, by the way. And he's smoking who knows what. But he's just so laid back about this. I'm just chilling like a dude, just drinking, and somebody shot through the window and hit me in the chest.
Just a petty wound.
It's all
just
good.
Just a petty wound.
Well, absolutely. So you did show me on your chest where you were shot. Are we able to see that right now? Or?
Yeah, y'all can see that.
Okay, so what do we know what happened? Do you know who do you know why they would have done this?
All right. Now, that would be a key question for me because I would never stop trying to figure out who shot me.
Yeah.
I mean, be of great concern to me is who's trying to kill me in my home.
I think so, too, but I don't know that I would automatically assume. If it came in through the window, I wouldn't automatically assume that somebody was trying to shoot me.
It was a hit on you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would just assume it was a stray bullet or something, just mm-hmm. bad luck.
Well, let's see what Devon Hawkins thinks.
I don't know what's going on, man. I just know probably just want me dead, like on some other stuff. I don't know.
You know, the ends just want me dead or some other stuff. I don't know.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not good?
It's not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm here. And what's your name?
Devon.
All right, well, I'm just talking to Devon, and I can't believe all that just happened this morning. Here right now in Quincy, reporting live back to you guys in the studio.
I just feel like the reporter is way more freaked out about it than Devon is. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. He's like, I ain't even tripping.
Yeah.
Did he go to the hospital? Do we know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He went to the hospital and came back, and he's still up at 5:15 in the morning.
Wow.
I assume, or she woke him up and got him on camera, but pretty mellow dude for a guy who just got shot in his house, I'll tell you that.
Again, if somebody's knocking on my door at 5:15 and I got shot, I'm staying in bed. I'm not going to get up and go answer the door, give an interview. It's crazy. Well, this is craziness.
Devon's my man.
I got in a car accident and was awake, just straight awake all night, just eyes wide open looking at the ceiling.
Just so freaked out that you could have died.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Not Devon.
That guy ain't even tripping.
Mm-mm.
Not even tripping, petty man. Wound.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Meat Show, shall we?
No. You know, just simple no.
Do I go on now? Or?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the program today, we have Adam Carolla. Been a while since we've talked to him. We are going to give you some highlights of the People versus OJ, which most of us saw, except mm-hmm. for Allie.
Sounds
well,
fun.
Good American song.
We also have Paul F. Tompkins in the studio.
Love him.
One of our favorite comedians. We have your tickets for Bottle Rock Festival. We have your tickets for Coldplay in Rio. We're going to qualify you for that trip. We have a brand new internet roundup, and we're going to talk Super Bowl with two different people. Matt Money Smith is going to talk about the Super Bowl and the Lakers. And we're going to talk to New York Jet. How about that? Wide receiver Brandon Marshall will be on the program today.
Are Jets even allowed to watch the Super Bowl?
I hope that you're getting that question out of the way now so that it doesn't happen when we're talking to him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52.
Well, that sounds like it's time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat with our friend Ralph Garman. Hey, Ralph.
Whoop-de-woo. All right, then.
All right.
I see how it's going
to
be.
I just don't know what the correct response is to whoop-de-woo. Like, what's my part? I don't know what I'm supposed to say after that.
Exactly.
Am I supposed to go, yeah, yeah?
Exactly. My point exactly.
Yes, you are, Bean. Yes, you are.
Can we try it again?
Nope.
Okay.
This Bill Cosby mess continues.
Yeah, yeah.
Cosby himself showed up to a pretrial hearing in Pennsylvania yesterday. The former Montgomery County District Attorney Bruce Castor told the court he did not pursue the case in 2005 because he couldn't prove the case for a jury, he said, when confronted saying, hey, why now? Why is this happening now? He said, well, I'm gonna. I can also probably rattle off a half a dozen people I think committed murder in Montgomery County, the former DA said, but I can't prove it. That's why they didn't get arrested. Well, good job then.
Well, I mean,
glad
that
to know
is...
that Montgomery County is running with rapists and murderers all over the place.
But good isn't job. That the prosecutor's job is to determine what can be proved in court?
Yes, it is, Bean. Good point. All right.
So, what does that mean, Bean?
Well, just that.
Just
I mean,
means he wasn't doing his job, or
no. It means he was doing his job. Oh. I mean, this is. I mean, I think this is true in every county in America. Is you don't bring a case if you don't have enough evidence to have a possibility of a conviction.
Well, the current district attorney, Kevin Steele, did file charges against Cosby 2 months ago, and he said he thinks he can prove it in a court of law. So I guess we'll see who's right. Mm-hmm. This whole case is about a former Temple University staffer named Andrea Costand, who was allegedly sexually assaulted by Cosby back in 2004. So we shall see.
Guilty!
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, a Superior Court judge has ordered Bill to face a second deposition in a civil lawsuit brought against him by a woman named Judith Huff. She claims that Cosby molested her at the Playboy Mansion back in 1974 when she was just 15 years old.
Ouch. Hmm.
So Cosby's already given a deposition in this case. That was 4 months ago. But her attorney, Gloria Allred, says that he refused to answer certain questions during the first deposition. And I'm guessing those were important questions.
Yeah.
So they're bringing him back for a second run at this because they need some answers. We'll have to wait and see. Hey, you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, right? Who's with me?
Right.
Whatever. I mean, it's fine for some people.
Wow. Well,
Allie has no friends.
If you are, if you're looking for a NFL player, E has a brand new show you might be interested in, ladies. It's called Catching Kelsey.
Okay.
It's all around Kansas City Chiefs player Travis Kelsey, who just signed a big juicy new contract, by the way. He is a tight end for the Chiefs.
Yeah, he is.
26 years old. And he's single. So the E! Reality show will feature one woman from all 50 states who get a chance to impress Travis Kelsey while his family and friends chime in to help him choose Miss Wright.
Sounds like a completely new idea.
It's fascinating. It's a revolutionary new idea in reality television. A bunch of women will all compete for the heart of one man.
Ha ha. Why didn't anyone think of this before?
E, you're doing good work over there. Keep it up. Do we need this?
No.
We
really don't.
And is anyone just dying to see what happens with Travis Kelsey?
Yeah,
legendary
so.
NFL player Travis Kelsey?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, people seem to be falling for a farmer from Iowa or whatever the hell Ben does on The Bachelor. Maybe they'd be interested in seeing somebody who has a little more glamorous job.
First of all, how dare you?
Because it wasn't...
But you know, the show isn't called, Hey, it's Ben! Hey, it's Higgin-tastic! You know, like... That's.
I wish it was.
It's called The Bachelor. The show. The star of the show is the premise, not Catching Kelsey. Oh, no. I wasn't going to watch, but now that they're catching Kelsey, unless it's grammar, I don't care. Oh, for God's sakes, Niles.
Would Roz be on it?
Oh, stop.
Okay.
With you and your Roz. And Gwyneth Paltrow wants everyone to know that she's a self-made woman.
Right.
Huh.
Okay. Stop it with all the talk that... Just because her mother was award-winning actress Blythe Danner and her father was legendary writer, producer Bruce Paltrow, don't think she had a silver spoon in her mouth. She was a self-made woman, she says. She dropped out of college at the age of 18, and she was cut off from her parents. She had to make her own way at the tender age of 18. And... You know, she had it rough.
Right.
It was almost 6 months after she dropped out of college when her godfather, Steven Spielberg, gave her a starring role in Hook. So come on. She's self-made. She stood up on her own 2 feet. You don't know, man. In the same interview, by the way, she says that her and former husband Chris Martin are the best of friends. He's like my brother, she says, and they even spend the night at each other's homes. That's creepy.
It's creepy. Mm-hmm. He's like her brother.
Yeah. You bet you're dating one of or the other of those of that couple, and the ex is still having sleepovers at the house? That would make me a little uncomfortable.
That would be
in
a little
new
weird
relationship. Heads up. Friday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, the famous improv comedy club. Kevin Smith and I are once again taking the stage with Hollywood Babylon.
No.
We will be talking about all things show business and
no,
having a laugh or two. We'd love to have you come join us. Why don't you get your tickets over at improv.com and get more details there as well. If I live to make it to Friday.
Are you getting worse?
It's getting worse, yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Morgan Fairchild, 66 years old today. She's on the list every year, and I still for the life of me can't remember what the hell she did to make her famous.
Well, I don't know.
She's famous.
Is she the one in the Old Navy commercials?
Yes.
Is that her?
Yes.
But we think she was part of another show.
She's a beautiful blonde actress, has been around for decades, but I can't quite remember whatever it was that made her famous initially.
Like a Falcon Crest show. Dallas Dynasty.
No.
No. None of those?
None of those.
Huh.
I'll do a little research. I'll get back.
Okay.
Nathan Lane. He's 60 years old today. Maura Tierney turns 51. Isla Fisher, the lovely and talented actress, is 40. Or as Dave, the King of Mexico, calls her, Isla.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Isla Fisher's birthday. Really, Dave? Isla? Vlade Divac.
Ugh.
Kevin's favorite all-time Laker.
Hated that dude so
much. Celebrates his 48th birthday.
I used to go to Laker games and boo him. Because he was the world's biggest flopper. Somebody would come within 4 feet of me and would throw himself on the ground.
Yeah,
be
you
crazy.
Love soccer.
Yeah. Allie McKay. Points. Boom. Points. Points.
I do, but that's my biggest complaint. These people who just fake getting run into. Divot started it, I think. He created it.
He created that. Yeah. Soccer adopted it after watching him.
They were like, hey, that looks good. Let's try that.
All those foreigners stick together. And well, really, Dave?
You don't have to.
Atlanta Falcons Pro Bowl wide receiver Julio Jones is 27
nope.
today.
Who cares?
Really? We're just getting random Falcons now are getting on the list?
Yeah, nope. I think we scratched that off.
Dave?
Because Dave's an Atlanta Falcons
Dave?
Fan, so.
Dave? Yeah. Take this off the list.
Okay.
I'm Rob Garman. I walk the show.
Got some big Coldplay news for you, by the way. They have added a second show at the Rose Bowl. I want you to stop and think about for just a moment how many tickets that is that are now available for Coldplay.
Yeah, just another about 100,000.
Two shows at the Rose Bowl. They go on sale this Friday morning at 10. There's got to be such a tiny list of people who could play two shows at the Rose Bowl in all the world, don't there?
Yeah, agreed.
Anyway, we're giving away tickets at 9 o'clock this morning to see the band on the 20th of August, and you're eligible for the grand prize drawing that we'll do Monday morning to send you to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to see them in April. Get all the details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win at 9 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Look, we all love dogs. We all love puppies.
Yeah.
Right? That's a given.
Absolutely.
Everybody loves puppies. Okay. Established. Now, Dave, the King of Mexico, is in the studio with us. He is our producer.
Good morning.
And he's been talking for, I don't know, has it been like a month and a half?
A week.
Least.
About Uber puppies?
At least.
I'm sorry, what? Dave?
A week.
A week.
Oh,
okay, he's been talking about
feels
a week.
Like a month
it does
half.
Feel like a month and a half. Now, Dave, what? I feel like you may be too interested in puppies.
What's wrong with puppies?
Nothing. It's your interest in puppies that scare me.
Do they bring you joy?
Yes, they
okay.
do to everyone.
Then what's the problem? What's
look,
the issue?
It's
come
your,
on.
It's your interest level.
I love puppies as much or more than anyone in the world. But the thing that confuses me most about Dave's fascination with the Uber puppies, which is a promotion that is today, by the way, in Los Angeles, among other cities, is that Dave has his own puppy. It's not like he's living in a world where he has no access to puppies. He has a puppy at home. Rhonda Ruffy is how old? Like 3 months old now?
Yeah, she's about 4 months, yeah.
4 months old. So you have a puppy.
I know, and I love my puppy.
At your fingertips. So how can you be so obsessed with getting other puppies to come to K-Rock? That's the part that confuses me.
Because, one, it's fun to get you know, when you get accepted for that Uber puppy, like, you're like, yes, I got it, and no one else does. Like, it's fun.
But they're running a background check, and you have to
No. It's just a matter. It's just a matter of if you get it, if they're in your area, and you're next, you know. It's like, I do this with ice cream and you know, a bunch of different stuff that Uber does, kittens and all that. But puppies are awesome.
Here's my thing.
They just, they make everyone happy. That's why people have them at colleges. They have puppy rooms. And so if I could bring puppies to this office and make everyone at this office happy, what's wrong with that?
So you're just interested in everyone else.
Yeah, well, you know, and myself. But if there were puppies here, you guys wouldn't be happy. I'm just saying.
I'd be thrilled.
Exactly. So what's wrong with having a bunch of puppies come to the office and just hang out for 30 minutes.
I can see that point, and I'm with Ellie. It's like, oh, if they're here, that'd be great.
Yes.
And it would be fun, and we all love to play with puppies because they do bring you happiness. A week ago when this promotion came up and there was a lot like, oh, Uber puppies is a thing they'll bring, I thought to myself, that might be kind of fun. And then it just went out of my mind for the rest of time. And Dave has been obsessed with it.
Well, today's the day.
Every waking moment, he's talking about Uber puppies.
I'm excited. Tweeting. You've gone a bit nuts about
it. I'm excited. Look, I'm ready.
Are you excited too much, though, is my question. No. Do we need to keep the puppies away from you?
No, I'm fine.
Advice and men situation.
Dave, right. Let me go back to what you said, Dave. It almost sounds like half the draw for you is winning, is getting puppies when somebody else might not be able to get puppies. Like, you want to be the one who's selected to get a puppy because that makes you cooler or better somehow because you get a puppy?
You don't understand, man.
Is that what
That's part of it, too. With
it
Uber.
Sounded like it was very competitive.
You know, not everyone gets these puppies, so there's a limited amount of stops.
Right.
So if you get one, you're cool.
Why can't they just make more puppies, Dave?
You're cool.
You're cool.
He just said if you get one, you're cool.
So maybe that's what it is. Is it's not so much the puppy; it's that Dave feels good about himself. If Uber shows up,
it's an elitist thing with you.
Like, Dave's a hero now to the rest of the people at the building because he's the savior. He's the one who brought a dog into the building.
I'm telling you, I bring people joy. That's what I do.
That is what you're famous for.
You know, the kittens, boom, joy.
Dave, help me understand for folks who maybe want to try this today.
Yeah.
What's the tie-in between the puppies that Uber will be bringing and the puppy bowl that's on Animal
Planet? Well, they're having like a cross-promotion to promote the puppy bowl that's happening on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Which Dave will watch all of.
I don't watch it because I watch the Super Bowl. Right, but, you know, so they're having that. And so they're calling them teams, like team, you know, rough and fluff, whatever. That's not the point. The point being is that
are any of these puppies that have arrived via Uber, are they in the puppy bowl?
No.
Okay. False advertising.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. So then when they bring these puppies, if you really like the puppy, you can adopt it. How awesome is that?
So are you in the market? Are you looking for a second dog so that Rhonda has a friend?
Not at the moment.
You aren't?
Not at the moment. But someone else may. And by bringing awareness to these puppies, maybe someone will be like, yo, I like that puppy. That puppy's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny, though, that you haven't, we're having this conversation, you don't really focus on that much.
Well, they're not here yet, so I know.
Adopting thing. It's just more, can I win?
Why are you keeping me from my puppies, man?
Chicago, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, New York, Phoenix, and San Francisco. Those are the cities, by the way, for folks who may be hearing this either live or on the podcast later. Dave, what time can we get puppies today?
Hopefully by 11, you guys will be gone, but the building will be happy.
Okay.
The building will be happy.
Yeah. Man, Kevin. Look, they don't want me to get puppies, bro. But I'm going to get puppies.
Wow.
Major key to success is puppies.
You're an Uber puppy hipster.
Shout out DJ Khali.
That's what you
Someone
are.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Oh, plus.
The king of Mexico is bullshit.
Last night was the debut of American Crime Story Season 1, The People versus O.J. Simpson. This is going to be an ongoing series, by the way, from Ryan Murphy, who brought us American Horror Story and Glee and so many other shows. Next season, they're doing a case involving Hurricane Katrina, by the way, which I'm already excited about. That's going to be great. But right now, we're thinking back 20 years to O.J. Simpson. Now, Kevin, you had seen this ahead of it airing last night.
Yes.
And you had warned us that John Travolta, his portrayal of attorney Robert Shapiro was pretty distracting.
Yeah, he's crazy bad.
And it looks cartoonish.
And I'm trying to remember back to, was Robert Shapiro that crazy looking? Or is John Travolta like way overdoing it?
I got to be honest. I don't even remember Robert Shapiro much from the first, mm-hmm. you know, from when it happened.
But so much of the casting is so good, though. I mean, it's kind of crazy how much some of these actors look like it. But, you know, O.J. Simpson can't watch it. He can't watch the show that's about his own trial and his own life because he's in prison. But we wanted to find out what he thinks about it kind of being back in the headlines. So we go to our favorite inmate at the Lovelock Correctional Center in Lovelock, Nevada, O.J. Simpson, back on the show. Hey, O.J., how are you, man?
Hey, Kevin Levine. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
It's been a long time since we talked to you. How are things going for you there in prison?
Greetings from Lovelock.
Uh-huh. Now, are you aware that there's a show called The People versus O.J. Simpson?
Of course I'm aware there's a show
okay.
about me.
Well, I don't know what kind of news you get in there or whatever, you know.
Well, I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Oh, no.
What did you think of Academy Award-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. being selected to play you, the Juice?
That's crazy. When I heard that, I was like, come on, man. That's not right.
He's a little dude.
He's not. I was a big football player, one of the great running backs in NFL history.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You need a big man to play me.
Big man. All right.
But I wanted Denzel to play me.
Denzel Washington.
No, Denzel Friedenberg.
I hadn't heard him.
Yeah. Very talented young actor.
But did they not come to you and ask you who you wanted to play the role?
Well,
Did they not come to me and ask me who I...
Yes, did they not ask your opinion?
No.
Oh, all right.
Why would they, Kevin?
You should be in here.
How dare you?
You should be locked up.
I stole nothing.
For grand theft words.
All right, I have some clips from last night's episode.
Oh, great, because I can't watch it here in Lovelock.
Right. Now, the first clip that I have is the guy that lived on your property, Cato Kalin, and he's not necessarily the sharpest tool in the shed, and this is the police knocking on the door and asking him if he's on something, because he seems quite out of it.
Are you on a substance?
What? No, look, I'm not, like, an official person. I just kind of live back here.
Sir, we need to speak to Mr. Simpson.
That's
Cato.
That is Cato. I mean, I do remember that's how dumb he really was, though. This actor is not overdoing the dumb.
That Cato, he was a dumb, dumb man.
Yes, he was. He was. Then they bring in Johnny Cochran, and he's not, episode one, he's not a part of the Dream Team yet or anything. He's just a very public lawyer that goes on TV and gives his, you know, commentary on everything. And at one point they asked Johnny Cochran, the lawyer who I think is credited for getting you off.
Hey,
the murder charge.
Don't throw that around.
The
here.
Murder
they
charges.
Hear that in Lovelock, I'm going to be in big trouble.
The murder charges. I think he's credited mostly for getting you out of the murder charges. This is his first response to Does He Want to Take Your Case?
What if OJ asked you to help?
Me? Oh, no, no. I like to win. In this case, he's a loser.
He said this case is a loser.
Who is that actor who played that?
The great Courtney B. Vance. He's excellent as Johnny Cochran.
Don't get angry, Kevin. I don't know. You watch the damn show. I didn't. I thought maybe you might know something. Have something in front of you, paperwork or something. Say something. I don't know. Look, I'm sorry. I asked the question.
I was more focused on the this really happened where Johnny Cochran said he wouldn't take the case because it's a loser.
I wanted Denzel to play Johnny Cochran.
Well, Denzel can't play everybody. He doesn't look like any of the people.
He can play Marsha Clark. He can play Ito. He can play Cato. Play Cato and Ito. Denzel is the best actor in the world.
Well, he's very good.
I'm just a guy.
Right.
I'm just
right.
a nice guy, whatever that means.
Who kills the people. But OJ, I mean, the point is that the reason Johnny Cochran didn't want to take the case is because it was so obvious that you were guilty because your blood and your footprints were everywhere and her blood was on your socks. It was in your car. I mean, it would have been a very tough defense to mount.
Plus, I killed those people.
Right.
Yes.
That's the problem. Right.
That would have been hard to get around.
So I don't remember this very specifically, but you apparently went with the police and took a lie detector test, and that's what this next clip is.
The polygraph measured three physiological responses, heart rate, breathing, and electrical sensitivity of his skin. I tabulated Mr. Simpson's answers and responses. He scored a minus 24.
minus 24, what does that mean?
It's a flunk. It's the worst you can do.
It's the worst you can do on a lie detector test.
Now, hold on a second. In my defense,
right?
I'm a golfer. And I thought minus 22 was good. In golf, the less you score, the better off your game is.
But in the lie detector world, that's not good.
But I didn't know how they kept score in lie detector world.
Well, I think in lie detector world...
Which is my favorite theme park, by the way.
I feel like they just are testing whether you're telling the truth or not.
But if you don't know how they're keeping score... Look, if I play football and then I run the end zone and I say, oh, I got 1 point. They say, no, 6 points. Mm-hmm. See? How do I know how many points I'm supposed to get when I do what I'm supposed to do
in
lie detector world?
You're supposed to just tell the truth.
Yeah, just don't lie on the lie detector test.
That was not explained to me.
Okay. And now here's Cuba Gooding Jr. as you getting upset that he failed the lie detector test.
I failed it. She just died. I'm so emotional. I mean, every time they mentioned Nicole's name, my heart went crazy.
Calm down. Don't worry.
And these things don't work. These machines don't work. That's why we can't use them in the courtroom.
We know this was just for us. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. Bob is right.
Just to give us
something to talk about.
And it's not admissible.
I mean, every time they... What do they think was going to happen? You asked me that. Somebody say something. What do they think was going to happen? They're talking about the mother of my children dying, and they're asking me these questions.
Show me the money.
Yep. That's
where's
what he's
the
doing.
Where's the Quan? I want to play Cuba Gooding Jr. in the story of his life.
I don't think that's likely to happen. I'm not sure you'll be 80 years old when you get out of jail, Juice.
I will play old Cuba Gooding Jr. I'll play Cuba Gooding Sr. I'll play anybody. I'll play the island of Cuba.
Very talented comedian, actor Paul F. Tompkins joins us next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Also, a brand new internet roundup for you and Adam Carolla. And, of course, we got more tickets for Bottle Rock in Napa Valley and Coldplay tickets all on the way. First, though, where the hell is Matt Money Smith, co-host of the Petrus Money Radio Show from AM 570? You are in Santa Clara right now, Matt?
No, actually, the NFL regularly does us this favor. They put us in the middle of the city, not by the stadium, for the media week. So I am smack in the middle of the financial district in San Francisco.
Wow. So check you out.
How far is that from where stuff is happening?
That's where it's all happening.
You know, it is.
The only thing that's really going on out in Santa Clara right now are the two teams. They stay each, at a hotel right there by the stadium, and the game will be there on Sunday. But as far as the media is concerned, it's all here at a place called the Moscone Center. So
that's cool.
What we're doing. Yeah.
How does P get out of traveling with you for this week?
Well, I mean, I think probably because the crux of my responsibility is for NFL.com and NFL Mobile and NFL Now. So that's kind of why I'm here. Our boss is going to be here. And we have a setup here, so he very easily, I'm sure, could have had a hotel room with his name on it. And he said, we got signing day on Wednesday. all these high school kids are going to commit to their colleges, and I better stay back here and just make sure that's covered right.
Yeah, Petrus he's kind of like me. He doesn't like to go where all the people are, if he could help. He'd rather stay home and just watch The Bachelor over and over again.
That's, it's on a loop. I believe that's
exactly
right.
Well, listen, we definitely do want to get to Super Bowl 50. I know we're still a few days out, but we want to talk to you first about something that kind of made national news on your Petrus Money radio show the other day. You had Don McLean on, who is a Clippers broadcaster, and he made a little bit of news criticizing the Lakers. Can you tell us what happened, Matt, and what you were thinking at the time?
Yeah, well, Don is a tremendous friend of the show. Regularly, if one of us are gone, he's the guy that fills in with either one of us. So we've known Don for a long while. Now Don does Don, of course, is the all-time leading scorer in Pac-12 history. I mean, he is an accomplished basketball player. Played in the NBA for over a decade. Well, now he does Clippers television. He does it now.
But he's never coached, right?
Never, yeah, right.
Okay.
So he, during the third quarter of that game against the Lakers, when the Clippers were just toying with them like a cat with a mouse, he said, it doesn't make any sense that D'Angelo Russell isn't playing 35, 40 minutes a game. You've got 9 wins. Let the kid get the experience. That's what this season should be all about. And that was brought up to Byron at practice by one of the writers from the OC Register, and he immediately came out with basically a personal attack. I mean, his first line was, well, that's why Don doesn't coach. Anybody that knows Don, that doesn't go over well with him. So he came on the show and basically lit Byron up, saying, I've played for coaches, and just because you're a coach doesn't mean you know how to do it. And it's clear that Byron doesn't know. You know, he didn't say it, obviously putting words in his mouth, but he said, look, the kids have not gotten better from game one to game 50. That's a coaching failure. The Lakers have 9 wins. They're a much better team than a 9-win team. That's a coaching failure. And by the way, you know, I'm the guy that works these kids out, you know, for the agents going into the draft. I had D'Angelo Russell for 5 weeks, so I know the kind of kid he is and the talent he is. And he clearly is not being used right. So, yeah, he really lit him up and did not hold back.
Is it out of the ordinary for announcers for other teams to criticize the coaches? And more importantly, is it out of is it not normal for the head coach to respond?
Yeah, it's a Byron. I mean, look, Don's being paid to give his opinion on
right.
television broadcast. That's what he's supposed to do, you know, and that's what you would hope these guys do. That's why, you know, Jeff Van Gundy and Chris Collinsworth are so revered, because they don't hold back. You know, they say whatever they feel like saying, you know, relationships be damned. So it's a big time bad on Byron. I mean, that is not behavior, you know, of a head coach, representative of a head coach in the NBA, to immediately, the first thing out of your mouth, make a personal attack like that. All you say is, hey, you know, I disagree with Don. I believe I'm bringing D'Angelo along the right way. I don't want to give him too much. I think if he had 15 turnovers in a game, it'd wreck his confidence. So we just, you know, we differ in our opinion. That's it. Not
right,
a story.
Exactly. Yeah, no story that way. Right.
Yeah, but to do that, that lit a fire, and, well, I think it's still burning.
What is your opinion, Matt? You know basketball as well as the next guy on the job Byron Scott is doing as a coach of Lakers.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, it's terrible. It's
hey, wait, they're 9-41.
Yeah, well, no, 10.
Oh, it's a 10.
They did win last night.
My bad.
Last night, 10-41. No, yeah, no, I didn't like the hire from the beginning. You know, if you're talking about a young team that you're trying to develop, Byron's been fired 3 times before for a reason. You know, Byron holds the record for consecutive losses in a single season at 26 when he was in Cleveland for a reason. And I thought the hire was short-sighted, and it was made to placate Magic Johnson's Twitter feed, because I know that sounds ridiculous, but I think they were tired of having Magic say, we got to fire these coaches, Dr. Buss would be embarrassed, this isn't the Lakers I grew up with. And because Byron, you know, was on those teams that won championships in the 80s, they knew that Magic would back off and that it would be, you know, welcomed by Laker fans to give them maybe a little bit of a breather, since they had missed so badly on their previous 2 head coaching hires in Mike D'Antoni and Mike Brown, and it's backfired. I think beyond what they could have ever imagined. He doesn't develop talent. The kids don't like him. The team stinks. And
yeah, but besides all that, though, he's doing a pretty good job.
Great guy. Great that he's back home here in Englewood.
This is the voice of our friend Matt Money Smith here on the Kevin DeBede Show for the Petros and Money Radio Show on AM 570. You will hear him this afternoon talking all things NFL. Super Bowl 50 happens this Sunday. What's the buzz feel like on the game this year for you, Matt?
You know, it's interesting. I'm doing this thing for NFL.com. We go on at noon to 3. It's basically just a TV show on NFL Mobile and all that. And we had our meeting kind of last night. We're all out to dinner. And we said, it's funny, like, it doesn't feel like it has the buzz or the attention that it ought to, you know, and it's Peyton's potential walk-off, you know, drop the mic, walk-off moment. It ends with a storybook ending, which almost never happens in the NFL.
Right.
Or Cam Newton, you know, arguably the most popular up-and-coming young player in the NFL, is going to win a Super Bowl, and you are going to see his face and that giant smile everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be a coronation.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a win-win, yet, and I don't know if it's because it's Charlotte versus Denver, you know, instead of New York versus San Francisco or LA or something like that, but I don't know, it doesn't quite feel like it has that buzz that you would expect it to have, especially considering Peyton Manning is in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and I didn't know if it was just me, just as a natural letdown of, you know, the Seahawks aren't in it for the first time in 3 years, but I just am not feeling a great deal of buzz. I don't know what it's about.
The only thing I can think of is that it's the 50th Super Bowl, so they've been, you know, understandably wheeling out all these legends, and you're seeing, instead of, you know, replays for the 700th time of Peyton Manning throwing a touchdown pass, you're seeing, oh, there's Vince Ferragamo versus the Steelers in 1979 in Super Bowl 14. Oh, there's the fridge, you know, running in 1985. You're seeing all of these great.
So you're saying the celebration of the 50th Super Bowl is sort of overshadowing the actual game.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of what this has become. It's sort of a look back at the all-Super Bowl team, at the champions of the past, and it's more of a celebration of the Super Bowl than Super Bowl 50.
And all that could change if it turns out to be a great game, which we all hope. Let me ask you one more question, Matt, about Cam Newton. And I know he is a polarizing figure for a lot of people in this country because of what he does on the field. But my question is about an off-field thing. What do you think about naming your son Chosen? What do you think about that? And then yesterday, Cam Newton saying his one-month-old son, Chosen, is already walking. What do you think about that?
I think it's the greatest story ever.
Do you think he's just effing with people?
Absolutely.
Yes, I do. I think he is. You know, I think he is clever enough to recognize that, people who write letters from Tennessee or that idiot woman Sarah from Seattle who suggests the 12 is different than any other fan base.
Right.
I think he now recognizes what boobs they are. And that
but he named his kid Chosen. He said, I didn't want to give him too much pressure on him by naming him Cam Jr., so I called him Chosen. Like, who does that?
I think it's very reminiscent of a Japanese samurai film. You know, you name your son Chosen, you expect him to do big things. They put a little pressure on him. What the hell, you know? I mean, Bean, your name is Bean. Look at this. You have so far surpassed expectations.
That's true. That's very true.
All right. Well, I know we'll talk again, Matt, but thank you for checking in from San Francisco, and have a great week up there, and we'll look for you with the Petros and Money radio show on AM 570 LA Sports today from 3 till 7. And again, on NFL Mobile starting at noon, we can watch you too, right?
Yep, NFL.com, NFL Mobile. I think you can get there from the NFL Twitter feed as well. We'll do that noon to 3.
All right. Sounds great, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Paul F. Tompkins joins us in studio just after the top of the hour, so once again we will feel dumb and underdressed, as we always do every time Paul is here. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
You know, Paul did Bachelor Live also.
Did he?
Yeah. Really?
All the kids are doing it. Come on. Everybody's doing it. Be cool like the rest of us. Go hang out with Chris Harrison. All right, let's talk about show business news. Here's what I've had enough of. Online petitions. I think we need to put a stop to this.
But they always work.
This online petition phenomenon.
So pointless.
There's a new online petition at change.org asking the producers of the upcoming Nintendo game, Detective Pikachu.
Right.
Insisting that Danny DeVito do the voice. There's an online petition for this. There's 42,000 signatures on it as of this morning. 42,000 people felt strongly enough about this and said, yes, I will put my name down saying you must have Danny DeVito voice Detective Pikachu. What's going on in their lives?
Have you guys ever signed a petition for something? Because I don't think I have.
I think I have for like a neighborhood thing. Like,
okay, that makes sense.
Keep a development from being built in an area
something
which might
that affects
be
you directly.
Environmentally, you know, delirious to the not delirious. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Detrimental.
Detrimental to the neighborhood or stuff like that. You know, local.
But not like this.
You know, act local, think global, but not nothing about
a voice of a
character in a video game. That has not been.
Say 42,000.
42,000. People signed up saying, yes, Danny DeVito must be Detective Pikachu.
Wow.
They felt strongly about that.
Wow.
How That's does funny. Danny feel? Let's get him on the line. So it's just every day there's a new one.
Yeah.
So please go to my online petition to stop online petitions at change.org. I've set one up there, and I hope to get 50,
that's what I'll sign.
Get 50,000 signatures going.
Stop it. It's also weird to me, Ralph, that there, and I don't know when this started being the deal, but the White House has to respond if any petition gets over a certain number of signatures. You know what I'm talking 50, about?
50,000. I think 50,000.
Is that what it is? Something. The White House has to actually respond, no matter how stupid it is or no matter how it has nothing to do with the president or the White House.
So Obama might have to deal with this issue?
I can't wait until Obama weighs in on the Detective Pikachu decision. I think other than maybe an appointment to the Supreme Court, his decision on who should play Detective Pikachu may be one of the defining moments of his presidency.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you,
he said to Danny DeVito.
So he's not on board then.
I don't believe he is. No. Speaking of politics and show business, HBO says its movie Confirmation about the controversial Supreme Court nomination hearings for Clarence Thomas in 1991. Now as an air date, it will be on HBO on April the 16th. Do you remember the Clarence Thomas
I
hearings?
I do.
It was a big deal.
That was an ugly chapter in American history.
Was that Anita Hill?
Anita Hill.
Yeah.
She was the Oklahoma law professor who famously claimed she was sexually harassed by Clarence Thomas. Kerry Washington of Scandal will play Anita Hill.
Looks a lot like her.
All right.
Wendell Pierce will play Clarence Thomas. Greg Kinnear will play Joe Biden, who chaired the hearings back in the day. Jennifer Hudson also stars.
That could be good.
Huh.
Could be. Can't be People versus O.J. Simpson. Good.
Oh, no. What is?
Good.
Did you watch last night, Rob?
I did not.
So no. Good. You'll love it. Yeah. You'll love it. I think you'll love it, Rob.
I'm just gonna watch the end just to see what happens. I'm just fascinated to know how the whole thing turns out.
There's so many things along the way that I completely had forgotten about or never knew. It's fascinating.
And Sarah Paulson as Marcia Clark, phenomenal performance. Give her all the awards.
Well, she's always great.
Yeah, she's great in everything.
But everyone else sounds so bad in it.
Well, that some of them are. But the underlying story is so unbelievably fascinating, still to this day.
I'll tell you my favorite story about People versus O.J. Simpson. It has nothing to do with the show itself. But John Travolta would show up with his toupee on, and they would have to put the Robert Shapiro toupee over his toupee.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And then, yes. And then paste those caterpillars over his eyes to look like eyebrows, too.
He wouldn't show up saying, okay, I'm bald, fair enough, put the wig on for the role. That didn't. He would show up in a wig.
And wouldn't let him take it off.
No.
Well,
he doesn't have, because Kevin, he's not bald.
Yeah.
See? So he would show up with a full head of hair that they would then have to put his Robert Shapiro wig on top of. You imagine the looks the makeup people were giving each other in the trailer every
morning?
You
take him. I don't want to take him.
Who is he kidding? Hey, don't forget, Friday night, Kevin Smith and I are coming back with Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. We'd love to have you join us.
No.
You can go to improv.com to get your tickets.
Donald Trump calls it radical Islamic terrorism.
It's true. He did call us that. But I think that's even more of a reason to come see us at the Improv Friday night, 10 p.m. Go to improv.com. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Isla Fisher, the lovely and talented actress, is 40 years old today. Actress Maura Tierney is 51. Nathan Lane, legend of Broadway and movies and Modern Family and stuff, he's 60 years old. Speaking of Broadway, did you see the Tony Awards are going to be hosted by James Corden?
I did, yes. That great choice.
Might actually be a watchable program this year. I love him.
Well, I thought Neil Patrick Harris did a good job, too, when he hosted.
Yeah, he did. What was the one he didn't do so good on? Was it the Emmys they gave him after that?
Yeah. I think it might have been, yeah.
Not great.
It wasn't as successful. And actress Morgan Fairchild is 66 years old today. We did a little sleuth work.
A little research on what she did?
Ralph Garman's celebrity gumshoe.
Sure.
And I uncovered her big hit series, Flamingo Road. Flamingo Road.
I didn't remember that.
Yes, sir. Flamingo Road.
All very topical.
Thank you so much. Yes. I'm doing Carson talking about a series that was on in the 80s.
I like it.
Don't say we're not cutting edge, you bastards. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Today is a red letter day for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's our once a year visit from the great Paul F. Tompkins Comedy's One True Gentleman, who joins us back in studio here on K-Rock. Hey, Paul.
Hooray for me.
Hooray for you indeed, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me back. I'm sorry it's been such a long time.
You got here faster than you expected today. I appreciate the fact that you left bright and early because you never know what to expect when you hit the roads.
I left early. I would not say it was bright.
Were you pleasantly surprised? Did you feel good today because you got in here and you're like, wow, that wasn't too bad?
Well, look, I know this is your path in life, but I did not get into show business to get up at the hour of a farmer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was a poor choice on our part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You live and you learn.
Yeah. You know, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah. Anytime I'm getting up in the dark and I'm creeping around trying not to wake my wife up and, you know, using my phone flashlight to make my way to brush my teeth.
Yep.
But the good news is, if I'm back here, that means I have something to promote. So thank God.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm still in the game.
Like you don't always have 30 things going on. I was stopping to think about this yesterday with all of the various live appearances and comedy that you do and all the podcasts that you're on. You are generating so many hours per week of entertainment. I mean, it has to feel crushing sometimes how much you're required to talk.
It only feels crushing all the time.
Okay. Only all the time.
Yeah. That's good.
I really have...
It's the ups and downs that kill you. So.
Exactly.
So you're good.
If I could just keep a constant level of fatigue and anxiety going, then I know that I'm alive.
That's why I do it. Mellowed out.
Yeah.
Well, the reason Paul is here is because season 4 of his TV show called No, You Shut Up is going to be premiering tomorrow night on the Fusion Network. Now, Fusion, by the way, is not a name maybe that jumps to mind for a lot of people when they're thinking about channels. There's a lot of cool stuff on Fusion.
Yes, there is. The first thing that jumps to mind when people hear Fusion is Fuse? And then you have to say, no, not Fuse.
No.
Fusion. Fuse is another one.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, Fusion is, I guess, like 3-4 years old now. And they're really making a lot of headway with some interesting programming.
And they love El Chapo. I know that, man.
They love El Chapo.
Always on.
What's not to love?
Who doesn't?
Yeah. He's just
he's
a big,
the best,
he's
right?
just a big teddy bear is all.
No You Shut Up is very different from any of the other talk shows that are on. Explain it for folks who haven't seen it yet, Paul.
No You Shut Up is a meet the press style roundtable discussion show about current events and politics, and I host it, and the pundits on the show are puppets from the Henson Company.
There it is.
So I would say that's where we are representing viewpoints you're not going to see anywhere else.
And I never knew I could hate a squirrel.
This is one of the most hateful
yes.
squirrels you're ever going to come across.
Awful, awful squirrel.
Squirrel's a dick.
Yeah. Star Schlesinger, which is our conservative Christian squirrel, mm-hmm. Is just a monster, just a little adorable monster.
Yeah.
And is probably voting for Ted Cruz, I would imagine. She's got to be totally in the bag for Ted if a squirrel could vote.
Yes. She was a big Ben Carson supporter for a while.
Oh,
okay.
But now I think she's throwing her support behind Ted Cruz because he's the most evangelical guy at the top of the race.
It is weird, Paul, and I know that we go through this every 48 years where there's a wide open field, when there's not an incumbent running, and you really don't know who the president is going to be. But I've been watching a lot of these debates and following, obviously, Iowa, and I go, I have no idea 1 year from today who our president is going to be, and it's kind of a weird feeling to have it so wide open right now.
It is. You know what I think will solve that problem? More debates. I think we should have
more
hourly debates, if not weekly.
Well, there's another one tonight.
Oh, thank God.
Sit down.
Yeah, exactly. What do you make as a comedian and as an American of what Donald Trump has done in the last 6 months?
As a comedian, of course, there's so much to talk about and
He's
so much
gift.
To explore. Yeah, absolutely.
He's a gift.
As just a regular person who's like an American citizen and a voter, it's so terrifying. It's so terrifying that he's gotten this far. Mm-hmm. But what I love today is, like, he had to give that concession speech after the Iowa caucus.
That was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Iowa was the first chink in his armor, right?
Honored he was to come in second.
The fact that first people were saying, like, wow, this is uncharacteristically gracious of him to give a concession speech. But you could see, like, my favorite part was, like, I love Iowa. You know, maybe I'm going to buy a farm and live here. And it was, like, pure sarcasm. Like, he couldn't help himself. And the people are cheering. And he's, like, the look on his face is, like, I hate all of you. And now today it's all this stuff, like, you know what? I've decided Cruz stole the primary.
Yeah.
And it
didn't take him long.
He can't help it.
Yeah,
he
that's his decision is that Ted Cruz stole it.
Yeah,
he
it's
cheated.
Driving him crazy. Yeah. And it's so much fun to see him being eaten out from the inside.
So how do you, as a comedian, and you're going into a very crowded landscape with so many talented people making so many funny comments about Donald Trump, how do you carve out a lean on a topic like that, Paul?
I mean, the best we can do is just, rely on the fact that we are a very different show from everybody else. And also the nature of puppets allows you to say things that you maybe can't get away with as a human being.
So your answer is puppets.
Yeah.
That's the
Look,
lane.
We got puppets.
You got the puppet lane.
Do you want to see a hot dog weighing in on who should be president?
Yes, I do.
Catch our show.
Yep.
We'll get that on the CBS Evening News. Who are some of your guests that you're going to have on for No You Shut Up this year?
We had, we have Colin Hanks is on tomorrow night.
He's the best.
I am trying to remember who our other guest is, and I apologize.
Look, you
remember,
tomorrow night.
I remember tomorrow night. We have Dr. Bassem Youssef, who is a guy who is called the John Stewart of Egypt. He's
I've been hearing about that guy.
Yeah, Time Magazine called him one of the most influential people in the world. He's on next week.
Okay.
Adam Conover from Adam Ruins Everything on True TV, who is his show is great about kind of debunking everyday things. And one of the things we talked about was Forensic science, the criminal in the criminal justice system is like forensic science is this thing that we all take for granted, you know, fingerprints and, you know, stuff like that. And like, none of it is exact. None of it is, it has been proven to be true beyond a shadow of a doubt, but it's this thing that we all accept to be, you know, gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not quite that exact.
That is a fascinating topic. And I don't know if you had a chance to catch Making a Murderer. I don't know if you watched it over the holidays.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Netflix, but all of that stuff about the DNA and how it ended up on the key and whose DNA was there and whose wasn't there just makes you go, do we know anything or are we just guessing?
Yeah, that was a tough watch. That
yes,
was a
it was.
Tough
yeah.
watch. Tough. What was that? Eight hours?
Ten.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
It felt like eight.
All right. Paul F. Tompkins is here. The show is called No, You Shut Up, which is going to be premiering for season four on Fusion, not Fuse, tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on the West Coast. By the way, if you're wondering and you want to check it out, it is a fascinating channel. DirecTV, channel 342. It's 244 on Dish. You can also find it on AT&T UVerse. It's on Verizon. So it's everywhere. Just look for Fusion. More with Paul right after this on K-Rock. Dapper comedian and actor Paul F. Tompkins in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is the host of No, You Shut Up, which is debuting season four tomorrow night on the Fusion Network at 10 p.m. Did I just see you on Brooklyn 99 too?
Yes, you did.
Who were you? Who were you on Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I played the captain of a cruise ship.
That's right.
Yes. Craig Robinson's character, Doug Judy, who makes his a yearly appearance on Brooklyn
Nine-Nine.
The Pontiac Bandit. The Pontiac Bandit. He was hiding out on my cruise ship, and I had to explain that many criminals hide out on cruise ships because who wants to live on a boat?
And you were cast because you had the hat?
You already had
yes,
the hat.
Yes, I brought my own costume from home.
Paul, you have such a fascinating career, and I look at a guy like you, and I think you don't have a job. You have 50 jobs. And I mean, has there ever been a time where you thought, hey, maybe just get one job and be on a series or something or have a, you know, just a thing that I do every day instead of being everywhere all the time always?
That's always the idea, but I find it hard even when that happens to say no to things because I don't know. Stuff is just fun. It's hard to turn things down. But and I promised myself the last few years I've promised myself this will be the year of hard choices. This is the year I'm going to say, even though that would be a lot of fun to do, I just don't have the time to do it. I'm not going to do that.
And how's
time
that
to
learn the power of no.
How's that
does,
going?
It does not happen.
It doesn't
does
work.
Not happen. I turned down more free things than I used to.
That's
okay.
Good. It's a start.
Yeah, more things that don't actually pay me that would be fun. I say, you know what? I'm sorry. I have to draw the line somewhere.
And I was surprised that you required a dollar to come in today. And I guess that was just to get around your no free.
It's a nominal fee. I'm not asking a lot, guys.
Someone asked on your Twitter this week about riding a hoverboard, and I didn't see you riding a hoverboard, but did you, in fact?
I saw the trailer for this episode.
Yeah,
he
swoops right in on
one. We did a promo for No, You Shut Up that required a hoverboard. Everyone behind the making of the promo, very excited that just the presence of a hoverboard on set. People were thrilled. It takes some getting used to figure out how to be on it. I did.
Did you wipe out?
I never wiped out.
Never wiped
there,
out?
There was a lot of – I had to bail out a couple times.
Okay.
Like jump off the thing. I did manage to kick myself in the ankle with my other foot, one of my hard dress
kick
shoes.
Your other foot in the ankle?
Yeah. Like I somehow – I banged my one foot into my ankle and the heel of my shoe took a chunk of skin out of my ankle.
Oh, my.
I've never heard of that
injury before.
It's a hoverboard-related injury.
And it's weird because you seem so athletic. That's the surprise for me. Was there any fear of fire, knowing what you know about hoverboards, before you jumped on?
I figured if I felt any heat, I could jump off pretty quickly. So I was willing to take my chances.
Okay. There was an out-of-the-box video that a guy put up a couple of weeks ago. Maybe you saw it, of a guy who got a hoverboard. And literally, he took it out of the box and set it down on the pavement and jumped on it and started trying to get it to go. And it exploded on him. I mean, like, it wasn't being abused. It wasn't left out in the sun.
Right.
It was 1 minute. Did you see this video, Kevin?
I did, yeah.
It was 1 minute out of the box, and the thing
was
in full-on flames. And I'm thinking, how is it – like, how could you build something to do that on purpose?
Now,
it seems like it would be hard.
Does it not? seem a little fishy that he's like, also, it. I want to record the part where I take it out of the box.
Yeah. That did seem a little fishy. Yeah. Sure. And then there was a fuse on it, and I didn't understand that. That seemed weird.
Paul F. Tompkins in studio with us. I also wanted to mention that you have a live show coming up this weekend. Is it Spontanea Nation?
That is so close. Spontanea Nation.
Spontanea Nation. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Is that local? That's at the Largo, right?
That is at the Largo at the Coronet Theater. I do a podcast called Spontanea Nation that's free every Monday. And then once a month we do a live version where we're actually up on our feet. It's improv, and it's a lot of fun. And this weekend I have a great show with some of the performers from a show called The Black Version, which also has a regular run at Largo. And that's a group of African-American improvisers who they get a suggestion for a popular movie, and then they do the black version of that movie.
Okay.
And it's all improvised. And these they are amazing performers. And so I'm going to have a few of those guys on my show this weekend.
That's your strong statement pushback to Oscar So White.
That's exactly you're showing,
hey, black people can act too, Hollywood.
That's exactly right.
Come check it out.
Yeah, you can also have more than one of them on a stage at a time, and the building won't fall down.
Everything's okay?
Yeah, everything's okay. It's still entertaining, turns out.
You're
are you still doing your old-time live radio podcast as well?
No, the Thrilling Adventure Hour was kind of retired after a 10-year run.
10 years,
we're doing live shows every once in a while. We just did one at Christmas, and I think we're doing one again in April. The regular run has ended.
That's one of the things that had to give.
That is what, and thankfully that was not my decision. See, this is sometimes what it has to happen, is I will wait out these shows until they retire.
And that show sold out every single time.
Oh, yeah.
People love that show. So
yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I'm mad. I'm angry about it.
You get to see Nathan Fillion sing and stuff like that.
That's right.
Paul, imagine a dinner party at Paul's house, Allie. He has the coolest friends, doesn't he?
He really does.
I do, yes.
That's where we were waiting.
I don't know if you needed confirmation. It's true.
We were waiting sort of for the invite. I think that being
mostly that.
Being sort of led into it.
Yeah. I like the dead silence, though. That was my favorite.
Because that made us think that maybe you don't want us to
come
over.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Right. Which, of course, is ridiculous.
I thought silence equals consent.
Okay, very good. Ooh, I'm going to write that down.
There.
I like that.
Right out there.
Don't write that down, Bean.
We're sadly out of time for our yearly visit with Mr. Tompkins, but No You Shut Up is a very funny show. It's really the best of all the news event shows with puppets that's on the air right now, I think. And season 4 is premiering tomorrow night on Fusion. Check it out at 10 p.m. and throughout the season. Paul, we'll see you in 2017. 17, man. Thanks so much for coming by. It's a lot of fun.
I'll put on my magic top hat and you'll see me again.
Right,
thank you,
sounds
Paul.
Good.
All right. Let's take some phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What's Good?
Yes, that's how we do it, is we give you a spot in the show every morning to tell us what we're missing, what we should be talking about that we're not, or you've got questions, or you've got comments, or you've got problems. We are here for you. 1-800-520-1067. Kevin and Bean's What's Good? Right after this on K-Rock. You can see that band right there, Red Hot Chili Peppers, along with Stevie Wonder and Florence and the Machine and Death Cab for Cutie and Cold War Kids and so much more at the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival. We're going to give you tickets in about 15 minutes or so right here on K-Rock, so stick around for that. First, though, time for Kevin and Bean's What's Good. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we could be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
What's good indeed? 1-800-520-1067. Call on any topic. You got questions, you got comments, you got stories we're not talking about, and you wonder why Brian in Diamond Bar on line one has such a story. If this is true, this is crazy. Brian, welcome to the show, man. What's good?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
So did you guys hear about this Denver's punter, Britton Colton? And so he paid $1,800 for his newborn just to come to the Super Bowl game. He's 1 week old.
Wait. Why did he have to pay $1,800?
He just had to pay him just for him to come inside the stadium. He wanted him to celebrate the winning with him, if the Broncos win, of course. But
Okay. The bigger question should be, what kind of terrible parents take a 1 week old to an environment that noisy?
1 week old?
I mean, seriously, that's dangerous for a little kid that young to be around that much noise.
Yeah, definitely not the place to be for a newborn with all that alcohol and all that going around. But
I don't think he'll drink much. But
yeah, it's not the alcohol. It's the noise. It's the noise for the infant. And by the way, he wants to celebrate this with his kid. His kid has no concept of football or the Super Bowl or the world. He's a week old.
He's not going to say, "You did it, Dad. Nice punting. You're a great punter."
Look. I had not heard about this story. It's sad if they're making him pay $1,800 to bring his kid, but what they should be saying instead is leave your kid at home. Get a babysitter and worry about the Super Bowl.
I wonder if it's a matter of his wife couldn't go if the baby didn't go. Maybe it's like a breastfeeding thing, something. I don't know. It just seems odd that you would bring a newborn.
I mean, it's also a long shot that he thinks the Broncos are going to win, too.
Amen, Brian.
Boom.
Amen.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Arlette Orange, line 3 up next, 1-800-520-1067. That's our number if you want to be on the show and be part of What's Good. Hey, Arlette.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there. What's good?
So, Donald Trump is being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
I don't know a lot. I think hundreds of people get nominated. I think then they narrow it down to a very short list of serious contenders that they choose from to award the prize to.
I feel like Donald Trump may not have done enough to get that award.
But his hair did.
His
hair did. It's all there.
Okay. Boom. Drop the mic. What do you suppose was in the mind of the person who nominated him for a Nobel Peace Prize? Like, what do you guess that person thinks Donald Trump has done to promote peace around the world? Keeping Muslims out of America? Is that that's what did it?
I don't know. Or I don't know if that's just like making a mockery of the American, political system.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the Nobel Peace Prize. Who knows? I mean, anybody can run for president. You always see whack jobs at the beginning of it. So I don't know. It doesn't sound like, somebody.
I think it's unlikely he's going to win. Agreed. But thank you for the call, Arlette. We appreciate that. All right, let's try Chatsworth line 4. Let's get our man Chuck on the line.
I got to tell you, I agree with what Chuck is about to say, and I've thought this for a while.
Okay.
Chuck, what's good?
Good morning, party people. How are you?
We are good.
So, I read that they are going to remove Norm MacDonald as the current Colonel Sanders, and during an ad for Super Bowl Sunday, they're going to introduce the new person that's going to play Colonel Sanders.
Okay, so who was the first Colonel Sanders that
Colonel Sanders?
The one that they brought to replace the dead Colonel Sanders.
Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond did it.
Yeah,
okay.
Daryl Hammond, correct. That's right.
And then we only saw him for a couple of months, and then they introduced Norm MacDonald. And now you're saying he's out, and they're bringing in a third guy to play the Colonel?
A third guy, correct, yes.
What do you guys think they're trying to do with this?
Well, they said that they felt that there was so many complaints because he was creepy.
That's what I thought about the first one, too. The last guy and Norm MacDonald, both of them sort of... It feels a little creepy, and I don't know why. They're not doing anything overt, but it just seems creepy.
Just that they're portraying a real person that you remember from the old commercials, you mean? Like, you just don't like the fact that they're doing an impersonation of the real Colonel Sanders?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I mean, was he doing the bucket trick on his lap?
He wasn't. He wasn't doing anything like that. It just struck me. I would just watch it and go, ugh.
I think in one of the commercials, I heard him say, "Here, come here, son, take hold of my drumstick."
I don't think that happened. No?
I don't think should be writing these commercials.
All right, Chuck, great call, sir. Thank you. Let's try Manuel, Los Angeles, line 2, please, as we continue with What's Good.
Hey, Manuel.
Hey, what's going on, Chuckles and Giggles?
What's happening?
You tell us, man.
Good morning. You guys, when you start your bits, call in and see you can win this. I think it's DJ Omar Khan.
Oh, so you're saying contest games.
Yeah, the contest. Yes.
And we have a little singing jingle that Omar does sometimes before we play.
End,
okay.
And he always says, yeah, or, oh, what the heck, man? You guys are doing fine until the end. I mean, if I can have a
wait, that's a deal breaker for you, is him saying yeah?
Well, why does he have to do that?
Because because he's being funny.
Look, you guys do fine. I mean, if he's running out of options, Why don't you guys get somebody else to do it?
He's not running out of options. We find it funny.
No, look, if it's either Jack Bean Lemon or Matthew, Kevin Massow, all right, if either one of you can take a time and go and do an intro, it'd be better. But, man, I can bet. It's becoming a contest in my mind where I can bet he's going to end his bid.
Hold on a second. Omar is here with the defense.
Come on, Omar.
Hey, dude, I just want to say one thing. Oh, yeah! Suck it!
Thanks for calling. Florence and the Machine on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:53.
How great are they, by the way?
Always, always great.
So great. Florence and the Machine, one of the great acts playing Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival happening Memorial Day weekend. We are once again this morning, in fact, right now, giving away a trip including airfare and hotel accommodations. Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to be there, Stevie Wonder, Def Cab for Cutie, Cold War Kids, so much more. But we're doing it a little unusual, a little different way this way. You know, when you think Napa Valley, of course, you think wine. And I'm no expert in wine, Kevin, and I know you're not either.
Not at all.
No. I can't tell the difference between a $150 bottle of wine and a $5 bottle of wine. I got no taste buds for that.
Wine sucks because it tastes awful.
It does taste bad.
Well, it doesn't.
But am I right that we do have an expert here at K-Rock who can handle all questions about wine?
I was very surprised to learn that Rodney Bingenheimer is a sommelier.
No way.
Did you know that?
No.
He's from Somalia?
I thought he'd been to Somalia? What are you talking about?
He's an actual wine expert.
Wow.
No idea.
Right?
So the phone lines are open right now at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for your questions about wine. Perhaps you want to know what kind of wine goes with a certain food, for instance. Perhaps you have questions about the different kinds of red wine or white wine or whatever it is, the different regions that wine is made, the kind of grapes they use. Whatever question you have about wine, I have this right, Ralph? Rodney is your answer.
I think you're going to stump Rodney.
Right. So you ask Rodney a question about wine.
Uh-huh. And if you stuff him, you go into the drawing to win the tickets for Bottle Rock. Why is everybody so confused? Is this not what we're doing?
That's not what.
What do you remember?
Know what Rodney remembered.
Oh, really?
What does Rodney remember? Because that's what I took away from the meeting.
I thought Rodney was going to ask questions about wine pairings and then whatever the
callers
responded
with. Oh, I see. So you're going to ask them.
I'm not going to do anything.
It's Rodney, Kevin.
That's what I meant. I mean, we are going to ask the listener a question.
Wasn't that the conversation?
That was one of them, yes. And we like that just as good.
I'm very confused.
It's going well.
I'm very confused now. All right, so
I just think you're terrific.
So great. People are supposed to call and ask or say what?
No. All right. Rodney's going to have a question, and they have to have an answer. That's what's going to happen.
Is that right, Ralph? Oh, my God.
What's your understanding? Have you talked to Rodney?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
What do you think Rodney would prefer?
Sure. Just have people call in with their questions about wine. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, good.
Questions about wine. Any question about wine, Rodney will answer.
Since that's the one we started with, we might as well commit to it.
520-1067.
Why make it more confusing?
And that's going to go great, and it's going to be coming up right after the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning.
If anyone's hiring, just send me an email or something. I don't, whatever. Barista? You got a coffee shop? You got something? Got an opening anywhere? Help a brother out, won't you? We have too much television. It's official. We've crossed the line from having not enough television to having just the right amount of television, having an abundance of television, and now it's just too goddamn much television.
Too much television.
Yeah. Just announced the folks over at TNT. They're dynamite, by the way. They have announced they are going to be airing a live special on Saturday, February the 13th, where it will reveal the cover of the Sports Illustrated 2016 swimsuit issue. It will be revealed with a live TV event.
Okay.
Why is that needed?
Yeah, because we have to have a live television event to show you what the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition will look like.
Okay.
We need a live television event built around that momentous occasion. Because how else will you know? Sure, you'll walk past the newsstand and see it the next day, but no, you need a television event that is live. Now, how are they going to pad an hour-long television event?
Yeah, for an announcement that they already know.
Well, first off, you start with a couple of terrific hosts. Nick Cannon will be your host.
Wow.
Along with Rebecca Romijn.
Oh, okay.
Performances, musical performances by Neo and DJ duo Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike.
You're just saying words.
Nope. And Elle McPherson will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award.
This doesn't...
For gracing the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue a record 5 times. She will receive much glory.
So
all glory be paid upon her.
Wait, are all of these finished ideas, or they're just throwing them out
there?
This is
all happening. Huh.
So it's an awards show, too.
Well, just the one award.
Just for her.
Just the Lifetime Achievement Award. Because remember, first she invented that polio vaccine, and then she had her picture taken 5 times for a magazine. So
yeah,
that's
I think
why
just the
her...
magazine part. I don't
that
think she...
can't be. That can't be. They would never give an award to someone just for having their picture taken 5 times. That's madness.
And then at the end of the show, they just drop the curtain and you see a
magazine. It's a here's
magazine.
The cover.
Okay.
You guys are missing out on the magic.
Apparently
this is
so.
A live TV event.
What channel is this on?
TNT. They're
TNT.
Dynamite. They're did dynamite. I mention that?
Yep.
You did.
We live in a magical time. Friday, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I are doing our Hollywood Babylon show.
No.
Come out and join us? I think you do. Right?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You'll have a good time. Go to improv.com to get your tickets and more details. Kevin Smith and I would love to have your company. Today's celebrity birthdays... Morgan Fairchild, 66 years old today. Nathan Lane is 60. Maura Tierney turns 51. Vlade Divac, Kevin's favorite.
Yeah, no.
Laker of all time. Kevin's got a statue of Vlade outside of his house, which I thought was odd.
Huh. And smoking.
Well.
And laying down. Like he had just fallen.
By the way, we didn't mention this earlier when we were talking about the O.J. Simpson movie last night. O.J. has a full-size, life-size statue of himself as a football player in his yard.
Well, that's he's the juice.
That's in the movie.
Yeah.
Who does that?
The juice.
Okay.
I'm going to take a stab and say OJ.
Yeah.
You're good.
Stab.
Yeah.
Vlade is 48 years old today. Isla Fisher, the lovely and talented, is 40 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Time to give away another trip. Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival is happening Memorial Day weekend. Airfare, hotel accommodations, a great lineup, including the Chili Peppers, Florence and the Machine, Death Cab, Cold War Kids, Stevie Wonder, and so much more. BottleRockNapaValley.com to buy your tickets or win them right now as we play Stump Rodney.
Rodney likes to whine and dine. Rodney is refined. When it comes to wine, he'll take you to school. Make you look like a freaking fool. Rodney the sommelier is the game we're gonna play today. This is Rodney the sommelier.
Yay.
Rodney, we had no idea you were such a wine expert.
All right. Rodney on the Rock Show, KROQ.
No, it's still Kevin.
Rodney in the Rock, Rodney in the Morning.
Rodney, did we hear?
Usually I do the show
right.
later in the day, but now they finally put me in the morning show.
Right. But just for this game, because
so
we heard that you were.
I'll be doing the morning show every morning.
Okay.
KROQ.
I don't think that's true.
All right.
You usually do the late night, Sunday night show where you play a lot of music, especially from the 80s. You're fond of the
80s. I love the 80s.
But how do you feel about the 90s? I
hate the 90s.
And you also know everything there is to know about wine. So we have listeners on the line who are going to be asking you questions about wine. How did you get to be such an expert in this field?
Well, everybody always said I was a whiner.
that's a little different.
What?
Oh no.
Okay, so if
we're talking about whining, right?
Wine,
right? Exactly. All right. Uh-oh. So they're going to ask you a question, and if they stump you, they go into the drawing to win tickets to Bottle Rock. Who's our first contestant here?
Stephanie in Buena Park. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
All right.
Stump Rodney.
Rodney, what wine goes good with poultry?
Poultry.
Wine. That's a pretty simple question, Rodney, for a guy like you who loves wine.
Kajagoogoo.
That's not a
is that a wine, Stephanie?
It's not a wine.
No, that's not a wine.
Mm. What was your answer, Stephanie?
Chardonnay.
Well, that makes more sense, I guess. All right, hang on. You're in the drawing to win tickets for
Chardonnay. Chardonnay is a singer. She's not even a wine. That answer's wrong. What did I win?
All right, let's go to Chris in Fillmore. Hi, Chris.
Whiner. Says Rodney, you're funny.
All right, you're Godhead.
All right, what's your question?
What wine would be considered a dessert wine?
Blondie.
Is Blondie a dessert wine, Roddy? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Deborah Harry's delicious.
Okay. All right.
So I'm told.
What's the actual answer, Chris?
Chocolate port, but I would have accepted port.
All right.
Okay. Okay. All right. You are in the drawing, Chris. Thank you so much for calling. Who's our next contestant?
He would have accepted a different one.
Grace.
Didn't accept Blondie.
Grace in Los Angeles. Hi there.
All right, Grace.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Stump Rodney.
Okay, so my question for Rodney is, what's the name of the item that you use to pull samples from a wine barrel?
Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Now, think about that, Rodney, before you say it. Does that make sense to you, that that would be an item that you would use?
Just the coconuts.
Okay. Grace, is it the coconuts?
No, unfortunately or fortunately, it's not. It's a wine thief.
What's that?
A wine thief. It's like you're stealing it.
All right.
A wine thief. Oh, okay. Beef. I thought you were saying
beef.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a terrible wine.
Wine beef.
Okay. All right. Grace is in the drawing. Well done. Roddy, over three so far, so pay close attention to this next question. Okay. Mike in Fontana is next. Hi, Mike.
Morning, everybody.
Stump Rodney.
All right. What was the most expensive bottle of wine ever sold?
Bob Geldof.
What's the most expensive, he's asked?
Oh, sorry. Bon Jovi.
Mike?
The bottle is a 2009 bottle of the Chateau Margaux, sold for almost $300,000.
All right.
Oh, wow.
The Bangles.
Okay, he's already given you the answer there, Roddy.
The answer, though.
Thank you very
much.
All right.
Godhead.
Again, we're giving away tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival. Rodney Bingenheimer turns out to be a wine expert, or so we thought, but let's see what the next question is going to be.
All right, we have Nicole in Cyprus. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, what's up?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Rodney.
Okay, Rodney, what is the residual wine left on the inside of a glass when it swirls?
Flock of seagulls.
I feel like we were misled about your knowledge of wine.
Right.
Nicole, is it flock of seagulls?
It is not. They're called legs.
Lay?
Legs.
Legs.
I mean, flock of seagulls.
All right, Rodney knows more than we thought. Thank you very much, Nicole. Hang on, you're in the drawing. I'm out of my depth on this topic. I'm learning so much. Let's see who's next.
All right, we got Chuck in Long Beach. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
What type of wine pairs well with fish?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Now, that's a kind of wine, Rodney? That's your answer?
Pinot Grigio Goes to Hollywood.
Chuck, what's the answer?
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Again, with
Chardonnay is a singer. No, I keep telling people.
All right, let's do
operator.
We're 0 for 6. Let's do one more and see how we do.
All right.
Ordinary love.
Let's go to Mike in Huntington Beach. Hi, Mike.
Chardonnay.
Right, yes, we got it right.
Hey, Mike. Hello, Mike.
All right, Mike is Godhead.
Okay. He is. All right, Stephanie, Chris, Grace, the other Mike, and Nicole, also Chuck, all were able to stump Roddy. Only one will win the trip to Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival Memorial Day weekend with airfare and hotel accommodations. Alan McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Grace.
Grace! Congratulations, Grace.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you
are going
so
to
much.
Napa Valley, and thank you for playing the game.
All right, Chardonnay.
This is Rodney the Somali.
Yay.
We will talk Super Bowl 50 with Brandon Marshall, wide receiver for the New York Jets, coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, how about a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup?
It's the Internet Roundup.
Dave Sanchez, our producer, the King of Mexico. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, fellas and ladies.
Are the Uber puppies here yet?
No. 11 a.m.
11 a.m. All right, that's cool.
You're going to be so hip.
Oh,
man, you're so cool.
You're going to be so jealous.
You're right.
Watch.
Dave puts the roundup together for us every week. You know, you hear so much talk about how there's peak TV. You can't keep up with all the same TV. Well, it's the same thing with Internet Roundup videos. There are so many great ones on the Internet every week that we do the best we can to put them all together in one location at KevinDeBean.com or KRock.com, including the Africa vacation video, by the way, with Dax Shepard and his wife, Kristen Bell, which just looks like the most fun trip ever those kids had. And they're so young and in love, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, anyway, check that video out.
Dean said that very longingly.
Aw. They're just, they just seem like such a happy little couple.
They do.
Anyway, we got some great videos for you to feature now, including this one. This was a real live news story about a guy who was on some sort of crazy drugs and was running around the neighborhood frantic like. He was naked and he was stealing mail from people's homes. Well, the police got a hold of him and somebody is shooting video on this. And it's kind of weird to see how his brain works on these drugs he's on because he starts saying some crazy stuff.
How many numbers are there? What color are you? What color is pink? What color is
pink? Pink's a hell of a drug.
I mean, what did you take today?
Sugar. So, there is no God. There is no God. Shoot me, there is no God. Is this the invitation? Is this the invitation? 911, there is no God.
Yeah. They're asking him about the drugs he's on, and all he keeps telling them is there's no God. There's no God.
What do you think he was on?
Plus he said pink.
I don't know what he was on.
Bath salts.
He didn't seem violent enough for bath salts.
No, but bath salts because he was so delusional.
Perhaps it was just psychosis and he's mentally ill.
Oh, I hope not because that makes it not as funny.
He's on drugs. He was on drugs. I saw the news story. I saw the arrest report. The dude was on drugs.
Excellent. We can love it then.
But I don't know what.
I don't know.
What are you on, pink?
This video is called Straight Outta Options, and it's very well done. They have taken all of the candidates running for president. So you've got a guy playing Mario Rubio and a guy playing Jeb Bush, and they're all singing campaign-related songs called Straight Outta Options, and I think we've got a little bit of the guy playing Donald Trump here.
Straight Outta Options, another crazy-ass mogul. I'm in the news more than Jared Fogle. I'm the best businessman, and you know this. Though the bankruptcy courts won't show this, but I don't give up. I'm gonna say my thoughts. Don't care if it offends Mexicans or broads. You are mean to me. The best solution is a wall, and I can get Mexico to pay it all. All the polls around me.
White people rapping is always one of my favorite things.
This video features our old pal Tay Zonday.
Yes, he does. That was weird to see him do
chocolate.
It.
I was like, who is that guy? I know him. I was like, right. Oh, yeah.
Last week, we brought you the awesome 30-minute video that was an infomercial of kids having the time of their lives playing kazoos. Well, you know a video like that couldn't live for very long without somebody making a remix out of it. So if you've ever wanted to hear a kazoo trap remix, here it is.
More kazoo.
Pretty well done.
Yeah, it's good.
Nope, Dave. Put away the kazoo, Dave. Put away the kazoo. All right, that's fine. You guys remember a couple of years ago when the nation was under the grips of Linsanity, when Jeremy Lin became a superstar seemingly overnight in the NBA?
Sure.
Well, he's still playing. Who's he with now? Charlotte?
Charlotte Hornets.
He's with the Hornets now, and he's got a fancy new hairstyle that the NBA play-by-play guys cannot stop talking about. This is a mega mix of like 5 minutes of them talking about Jeremy Lin's hair. I don't know why they're so obsessed with it, but it's pretty crazy.
I guess Halloween, he got scared stiff and still hasn't calmed down, huh?
And he didn't have his hair up into the mohawk.
No, the sort of the mohawk Don King look.
He looks like a comic book character.
They've never seen a kid with his hair like that
before.
He
has so much gel in it, though.
Yeah, he does.
And one of the videos, he gets fouled and just puts all his gel in one guy's mouth.
Ugh.
It's gross.
Well, bad lip reading is back. The latest video from the NFL is, as all of them are, fantastic. We always say this. I don't know how anybody can read lips for real, because if you watch this video, it seems like the players and refs on the field are actually saying these things.
I used to shave my furry ankles to win games. It wasn't that fun, you moron. Don't ever do that.
I have no doubt about it now. Krypton isn't a planet.
Cocaine.
Long live Wu-Tang.
They don't say any of those things.
A lot of
reels?
Falcons in the video.
No, but when you see the video of the NFL players, they're saying those things.
Yes, they are.
It's crazy.
Speaking of the NFL, with the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, the league has put together a very funny video with Seal. Now, this is called the Super Bowl Babies Choir. I don't know what the evidence is to back this up, but they are suggesting that in the city of the team that wins the Super Bowl every year, there's so much celebrating going on after the victory that there's a baby boom 9 months later. So what they have done is they have gotten together groups of kids who were born in that city 9 months after their team won the Super Bowl. You following me?
Yep.
So you got a group of kids who are 40 and then a group of kids who are 30 and 20 and 3, and they're all singing together a very popular Seal song along with Seal, and it's called the Super Bowl Babies Choir.
That's why we're here singing this sweet serenade.
You guys think it's true that there's a baby boom after a team wins the Super Bowl in that city?
I don't know.
Why not, Bean? This is America.
In that choir, I mean, they had years with as few as like four people.
Right.
I don't know what it takes to be a boom. But
I love the Seattle kids.
Why? Because they're like
they're
two.
They're 1 year old.
Yeah, yeah right.
I love the Patriots kids. Oh, they didn't have any in it.
because
it was
the
done
balls
by the NFL.
Deflated.
No, it was done by the NFL.
Waka, waka,
that
waka.
Video.
Here's another video of a guy doing crazy celebrity impressions. He does 18 of them in this video. And this video is actually pretty interesting because he uses some sort of an app that changes his face. How does it work, Dave?
Kevin,
to look like the celebrities?
It's called Face Swap Live. Have you heard,
yes.
Have you used it?
I have not, no.
I think we need to.
But I have it.
Yes.
After seeing this.
We need to use this.
It's pretty crazy how much he looks like the guys he's doing the voices of, and he's pretty talented.
Hey, Peter, you should make your house more wheelchair accessible. Yeah! I'm the dude, man. All right, this is the last straw. Which one of you assholes ate my Häagen-Dazs ice cream? Oops, maybe I shouldn't do this one, you see.
Very well done,
by
especially
the way,
with the face swap.
Let me just say that this is normal that you can get a good impressionist that's not funny, mm-hmm. or you can get somebody who's funny but can't do good impressions. Ralph does both,
mm-hmm.
and that's impressive because this is impressive. You know, but it's not really that funny.
No, I feel you, man. I could do the impressions, but I am not funny.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's your Raymond is
that's my point.
Fantastic.
Right.
Our friends from Honest Trailers are back. This time they are tackling the latest James Bond film, Spectre.
Prepare for Bond by the Numbers as you check all the old tropes off the list, like the car, gadgets, catchphrases.
Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
And underdeveloped female sex objects. As Daniel Craig sleepwalks through a performance where it's clear he'd rather slash his wrist than do it again. Aw, poor guy had to pretend to be James Bond for millions of dollars. Suck it up and drink your martini.
They can make any movie, no matter how good.
So glad I haven't seen any Bonds after watching this.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay, you're wrong.
You're wrong. And finally, our last clip on this week's Internet Roundup was just on TV last night, James Corden's late night show. He does his latest round of carpool karaoke. He practically broke the Internet with the last one he did with Adele. Allie, you watched this whole one he did with Chris Martin from Coldplay, right?
I did. It's fantastic. The joy in Chris Martin's face just singing along. It is lovely. They wind up spooning at one point
in a
motel.
It's like 15 minutes long. It's
really
good.
Yeah, it's long. It's lovely. It's a journey.
They are having a good time. Check it out.
You're great at impressions. You do a good Mick Jagger.
I love going to see the Rolling Stones.
Say that as Mick Jagger.
I think my favourite band to go and see is the Stones.
I look up to you too.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Oh. No one will ever come close to doing what he did at that Super Bowl halftime show.
Just drop me off here.
Just drop me off here.
Because they're doing the Super Bowl. You can see all these videos and so much more at KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet Roundup.
Lister Karen writes in, we were talking about the baby boom in the city that wins the Super Bowl 9 months later. She mm-hmm. says, guys, how can you tell? It's right by Valentine's Day. That could be the baby boom. Which I guess makes sense because it's always early February anyway.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Well,
that's a thing.
That makes perfect sense.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50 happens this Sunday in Santa Clara, California. One of the men on the field covering it for Showtime and for the Audience Channel is Brandon Marshall. You know him as a wide receiver for the New York Jets. He had a monster season last year, breaking the franchise record for receptions, tying the mark for touchdown catches. Here's a guy who knows about football, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Mr. Marshall, how are you, sir?
Wow, that was a great intro.
Well, we're happy to have you, and I can't believe, because I've been watching you on Twitter the last few days, I can't believe how busy you are there in San Francisco. It seems like you are, every minute of your day is filled with you talking to somebody.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when Audience Sports hires you to take over, you know, their social media platform. So they have me all over the place, and it's good because, you know, I'm trying to break into this space and really learn the business inside and out so I can have a little gig when I'm done.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you know from being interviewed so many times throughout your whole career that helps you when you turn the tables and you're holding the mic and interviewing professional athletes?
Well, you know, well, first of all, it's a skill. Some players think that, you know, they're going to be good at it because they played the sport, they know the sport, but there really is a skill to it. And that's why I love this opportunity with Audience Sports because, you know, it gives me an opportunity to get the reps and also meet different people and, you know, do the things that I love doing. So I'm going to take advantage of it and try to interview some great athletes and celebrities this week.
This is going to sound a little bit strange, but I think there's also a talent in being interviewed. And a lot of times athletes are very difficult to get anything out of. Have you run into that?
Yes. I mean, it's tough. You know, not everyone is groomed by Archie Manning, you know. So
right.
Those guys came out, you know, interviewing. I saw a piece on them the other day where, you know, they were doing interviews before they played in the yard. You know, they had to introduce themselves. It's a skill, too, and you have to learn that. You know, it's tough. You know, you grow up just playing this sport because you love it. And once you get to the college level, the NFL level, you start to realize that there's also a business side to it.
Right. Brandon, how about for you personally? Do you have any kind of preference as to who wins a game like this? It's not your team. Does it matter to you at all?
It doesn't. You know, the way I look at it most years is I have a good buddy that's on the team. You know, I'll root for them, you know, because obviously I want to see them do well. But it's not like I'm a fan. I'm that big of a fan where I'm rooting for a team other than mine.
You said something very interesting. I think it was last week on The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore.
Yes.
You were dressed snazzy, funny, so likable. And then you dropped this nugget. You said that your team, the Jets, could beat both the Panthers and the Broncos.
Yeah.
What?
That's a good question. What?
Oh, I absolutely think that it was are we a better team? And, you know, obviously not because we're not in the Super Bowl, but, you know, I definitely think, you know, we could beat those teams. You have to. That's the great thing about being a competitor and an athlete. You know, you always have hope. When you lose hope, you need to retire.
Well, I appreciate you sticking with it. I do.
It was tough for Jets fans this year because, look, there's two ways you can go. You can either have a team that's great and you expect them to win all the time and they mostly do win, or you can have a team, you can be a Browns fan and just understand that they're not going to make the playoffs and they're going to suck and just take it for what it's worth. But your team was so frustrating for Jets fans because you were almost good enough to do everything you set out to do. It was so close. You had such a season that was so, you know, it was so thrilling and then so demoralizing at other times. That must have been very tough for you to go through the whole year.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have to understand it's a process. You know, what we were about to accomplish was unprecedented. You know, you have a new quarterback, new pieces, new coaches, new general managers, and, you know, it's hard to win in the first year. So I've been telling people this for a while now that, it feels like we overachieved and underachieved in the same year. You know, you take a team that was 4-12 last year and bring in all these new guys, these new pieces, and then we win 10 ball games. That's tough to do.
Yeah.
That's tough to do. You look at our schedule, we lost six games there's only one game where we got our butts whooped, and that was Oakland. The Oakland Raiders, they whooped us. But the other teams, we lost by less than a touchdown.
Yep, yeah. That's what I mean. You're just
and
so
I,
close.
I'm not saying that, you know, to get sympathy or, you know, talk about more victories. I'm saying that because, you know, that's how hard it is to win in National Football League. 90% of the games come down to, you know, less than 10 points, 7 points.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Now, we can't let you off the phone. Brandon Marshall on the line from the New York Jets right now from San Francisco, reporting for Audience Sports. We can't let you off the line without asking about the rumors that started swirling yesterday about the Jets having a lot of interest in Colin Kaepernick if they can get him out of his deal in San Francisco. Your initial thoughts on that, Brandon?
Well, I would say this. You know, if you guys want my thoughts on Kaepernick, I'll be talking about it on Audience Sports channels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So they have to come get that answer over there because that's a hot topic right now.
Yes,
I can't just
is.
Give away everything.
Well, which way are you leaning? Do you love it or hate it?
No, Fitz is my guy. You know, I think everyone in the organization is happy with Fitz, and he's a free agent. Hopefully we get the deal done soon so we can move forward and go win some ball games. But again, I do have some thoughts on Kaepernick, so go.
Okay, all right. I've got the Audience channel on right now in my house in DirecTV. They're interviewing Rodney Harrison right now on the Dan Patrick Show. And you're gonna be coming up with some interviews on Rich Eisen's show at 9, right?
Yes. Great. I'm pulling up now.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to it. I know you got that beautiful view of the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, and you're going to have a great weekend. Do they give you tickets? You get to go to the game, Brandon?
You have to pay for. They give you two, and you have to pay for them.
Okay. All right. At least you get to be in the building. That'll be a lot of fun. Well, listen, I know you're going to have a long career as an analyst. You've been doing some great work. We really enjoy it when we see you on the NFL Network and whatnot. And thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's fun talking to you.
Yeah, congratulations to you guys. You guys are number one in the morning, so that hats off to you.
Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate it. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53.
Minutes away from your chance to win tickets to see Coldplay August 20th at the Rose Bowl. Tickets are going on sale Friday morning, by the way, for that show and the following night, the 21st. But you can win them in moments here on K-Rock. Plus, we'll catch up with our old friend Adam Carolla just after 9. Rob is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
A little programming note. Friday night at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I are doing Hollywood Babylon again. We'd love to have you come join us. You want to go to improv.com, get details and tickets. We have a pretty good time. I think you will, too, except for that guy, except for Nopey.
Nopey, you just can't win him over no matter how much good you do.
But he's a dog, really, so I don't know. We don't do a lot of dog material.
You wouldn't expect him to be interested?
Yeah, probably not. He probably wants to go see, I don't know, For the Love of Benji or something. Right?
For the Love of Benji.
Is that a thing?
Is that a thing? Come on, where have you been?
Where have I been?
I'm going to show you where the Love of Benji
can't wait.
Has been.
I don't think we need to.
It's good to be hot.
Yes.
I would assume, having never known myself, but Stephanie Seymour, legendary supermodel Stephanie Seymour, made an appearance at a Connecticut courtroom yesterday to address a little nasty DUI charge she racked up last month. Sure, she was loaded. And sure, she backed her Land Rover into a utility pole on a highway off-ramp and then fled the scene. But look, hot people can make mistakes, right?
Nasty-ass bitch.
Come on.
How dare you.
Yeah, she showed up for her courtroom hearing, looking great in all black, by the way. What are you wearing? Stephanie, what are you wearing? And she, well, got off pretty easy. She got an alcohol counseling program, and the prosecutor said they'll drop all charges if she completes it. Well, isn't that nice? Hmm.
Wow.
I'm going to wear my black little strappy number next time I go to court.
Not sure that's going
to
help you.
You have not seen me in my little black cocktail dress, have you?
I'm not, no.
Boom.
I'm sure a regular average-looking person who's not a celebrity would have gotten the same treatment from the court.
You can add Naomi Watts to the cast of the upcoming Twin Peaks revival on Showtime. That's good news. The cast they're putting together, by the way, is getting quite impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Tom Sizemore has also joined the cast. Of course, Kyle MacLachlan's returning, as is Cheryl Lee and Sherilyn Fenn. Meanwhile, Laura Dern, Balthazar Getty, and Amanda Seyfried have all signed up. So
great.
It's getting to be star-studded.
And that's the one that doesn't come till 2007? 16?
It's
a long time.
That's right. Yeah, 2017.
Yeah.
Guys, it's a weird time we're living in. I mean, I guess it's full-on 90s, you know, nostalgia now. Because we've got the X-Files on, and we got the O.J. movie, and the Twin Peaks is coming back. And yeah, it's just, it's weird.
Plus,
cycles like that.
Plus, writers have stopped writing original scripts. I mean, I don't know if you saw that in the paper or not, but there are no new ideas.
Everyone no new ideas.
Stopped creating original content. So what are you going to do if the writers refuse to write new material? You have to go back.
You're saying no one's writing new material?
No, everybody's out.
They're refusing to.
Yeah, they said, no. Damn it! I will only write episodes of Twin Peaks.
Something from the 90s.
That's all I care about. While we're talking about reboots, Power Rangers, right? Yes, you're right.
That's that's a perfect example of a 90s thing that doesn't need to come back, does it?
How dare you, sir? Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Rita Repulsa is returning, by the way. The alien witch, of course, who wanted to take over the planet.
Of course.
Okay.
And the Power Rangers used to have to band together to defeat Rita Repulsa and Ivan Ooze. I haven't even heard about Ivan Ooze yet. But Rita Repulsa apparently can be played by Elizabeth Banks.
Okay.
All right.
Casting. She's great and everything.
She's great and everything.
Yeah.
So that's good news. They're making a movie about Mary Magdalene. Well, they really are reaching back for content, aren't they?
Oh, man.
Have we got anything else from the 90s? No, we just all those up. All right, let's go back to, I don't know, something 2,000 years ago. What do you got? What about that hooker Jesus liked? Done. Green light.
So soon?
She's a bitch.
She is not.
She's
Mary Magdalene.
So.
The folks who did the King's Speech movie are creating a film based around Mary Magdalene. What an interesting spinoff. Jesus' hooker friend and her own adventures.
They should call it Jesus' hooker friend.
It's Mary Magdalene and Benji in a new film. Rooney Mara apparently being courted to play Mary Magdalene in the film. This movie will also be out sometime in 2017. That's going to be a good year for us, I think, 2017.
Wow.
No one knows what Mary Magdalene looks like, but Rooney Mara's probably a good choice, right? Good actress?
Yes.
Sure.
Right.
I don't really have any feelings on who should play that role.
She's probably hot, though, right?
She's got to be.
Mary Magdalene's probably hot. You think Jesus is going to slum it with some six?
Yeah, he's the son of God. He should be able to get the hottest chick on the planet.
He can turn water into wine.
Right.
If I could do that, I would be hot and cold running punani. Right?
Right, man.
Oh.
Don't you think?
I hate that word so much.
Hey, Mary, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Hey, what do you got there? A gourd of water I just pulled from the well? Now check it again. Boom! Shiraz. You want to watch me walk on some water, Mary? Look at this. Look at me. I can walk on water. I'm the son of God. Boom!
She's yours.
He'd be beating him off with a cross.
Oh.
Right? He had those kind of mad skills.
Yep.
Jesus.
Jesus indeed. Would get all the ladies.
He would get all the ladies.
All the ladies.
He really
who
would.
Who could compete?
I don't know. Steve over there. He works in the manger. He's a pretty attractive fella. Oh, yeah? Can he make the blind see? Didn't think so. Boom. Drops the mic.
I'm starting to think this Mary Magdalene movie is a good idea now.
I like it.
Where do you see my new series, Playa Jesus?
I can't wait to see it.
Coming this summer on.
I like it.
Blasphemy.com. Today's celebrity birthdays. Morgan Fairchild, 66 years old today. Actor Nathan Lane is 60. Maura Tierney turns 51 years old. Isla Fisher is 40 years old today.
Is she the one who's married to Borat?
You mean Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yes.
I think so.
That's the couple, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, they are the couple.
Mm-hmm. She's adorable.
I don't believe he goes by Borat anymore, however. I think he's got...
That's the first thing that
he had his license changed. Now it reads Sacha Baron
Cohen. Sacha Baron Cohen. That makes some more sense.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Nicole Anderson for winning tickets to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl on August 20th and qualifying to see them in Rio de Janeiro.
By the way, it still blows my mind. Tickets are going on sale this Friday morning at 10 for Coldplay. Who does two shows at the Rose Bowl? Most bands don't play for one audience of the Rose Bowl in 10 years. They're doing it in two nights. They're playing two shows at the Rose Bowl. What's up with that?
Yeah, I would say U2 might be the only other band right now.
I guess the takeaway here is that Coldplay is popular. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think. Hey, let's catch up with our dear friend Adam Carolla. It's been a long time since we've talked to him. One of our favorite podcast hosts, writer, director, producer, AdamCarolla.com, with some great upcoming shows, including February 17th at the Irvine Improv and on the 27th at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood, AdamCarolla.com. Hey, Ace Man.
You know, I have a Coldplay theory that just came to mind.
Okay. Right.
This is why they can sell out two shows at the Rose Bowl.
All right. It's unbelievable.
Horny dudes trying to pretend like they care about Coldplay.
Okay.
So they can get laid. Nobody gets laid at a GWAR concert. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're not playing.
I need some sex. But they go, oh, what? No, I love Coldplay. Are you kidding me? I love that guy tinkling on the ivories. He's awesome.
I think you're onto something, Adam, because we've been doing Coldplay contests all this week, and 98% of the calls for the games that we play are from women who love Coldplay. Chicks love Coldplay.
Their whole slogan should be Coldplay, no cold shower, and no play with yourself. That's
all right.
The whole slogan.
It's kind of a long one, but okay.
All right. Work. Adam, I'm glad you're on because I wanted to ask you about a couple of things that you have put up on social media lately. The one thing I love about you is that there is no topic too small for you to have an opinion on. You will make a ruling on everything, and I think your fans enjoy that about you. Tell me why Oreos are overrated, because I don't think you could say enough nice things about Oreos. They are, in fact, the best cookie of all time.
Oh, please. Well, first off, you're like one of those apologists for the plain biscuit-flavored Girl Scout cookies, like the ones who just like the regular vanilla-flavored ones, those Nazi war criminals that enjoy those. First off, here's how you know they're bad. They're bad the same way tomato soup is bad, because in the same way reggae music is bad. And I'll tell you why, because every time I say I hate reggae music, someone goes, wait a minute. You mean when you're in Jamaica and your feet are in the water and you got a beautiful islander giving you oral sex, you don't like a little reggae music playing? And I say, that's not the criteria. The criteria is stuck in traffic in my car. I don't want to hear reggae music. It's bad. So they paint a whole picture. They build a world around reggae. Same with tomato soup. You go, I don't like tomato soup. And they go, wait a minute. Remember when you were a kid and you were sick and it was raining outside and your mom was home before your folks got divorced and she would make you a grilled cheese sandwich and bring you some? Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. I'm stuck at a truck stop and all they have is tomato soup. I'm in Irwindale. No, I don't like it. And the same thing with Oreos. Oreos is the only cookie where they tell you how to eat it. Break it apart, dunk it in milk, scrape this part on your ass, then have it licked off. What I'm saying is that when a cookie starts telling you how to consume it, tear it apart, use the milk, spread it over here, lick it over there, it means it's a bad product. Other cookies just go, eat it. Pie doesn't tell you how to eat it. It just goes, here I am. Consume me. Love me. That's what other cookies do. That's what good cookies do. That's what Nutter Butter does. Nutter Butter just says, eat me. It doesn't say, tear me in half and dunk me in something white.
Look, I take your point, but I feel like they're just giving you options to make Oreos even more fun. I think all of them are delicious. You can just eat an Oreo straight out of the package, and it's great. But I think it's nice to have kind of those other fancy ways to play with.
I feel like we're about to throw down over Oreos. What about double stuff, Adam?
First off, here's a guy with no kids who's lecturing me on the virtues of the Oreo cookie.
Well,
you feed one of those pigs an Oreo and die. How dare you? Also, when cookies are good, they don't come out with a new flavor every 15 minutes. They don't come out with the double stuff. They don't come out with the mint chip. They don't come out with the passion fruit. They don't come out. Oreo has 5,000 flavors of Oreo. If it's a good cookie, like the Milano, it's just the Milano. It doesn't change. Or the aforementioned Nutter Butter. There are no other flavors of Nutter Butter. Maybe they got chunky and smooth. If they don't, write that down. Either way, it's an apology. We have 28 flavors, and here's a tutorial on how to break them down before you consume them.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree, although you do score points with your argument against the candy corn Oreos, the candy cane Oreos. They really have gone crazy with them in recent years. All right. Here's the other thing I wanted to ask you about. And again, Adam Carolla on the line with us, adamcarolla.com for his upcoming shows, including Irvine on the 17th and the 27th at North Hollywood. How intact is your streak of consistently betting against the winner of the Super Bowl?
Well, we shall see. I took the Patriots to win the Super Bowl about week number 7.
Okay.
So obviously I've lost that bet.
Mm-hmm.
But do not worry. I took North Carolina last week and or the week before, and they won for half that amount. That's my dog. I got a puppy, by the way, Philly cheesesteak over here.
Don't oh, hey,
ever
Philly.
Get a puppy. Don't ever get a
puppy. Don't, wait, saying Philly don't get a puppy?
Don't get a puppy. Well, the point is we'll see in the Super Bowl because I took the Panthers. And here's why you should never get a puppy.
Yes.
Especially during Christmas time. All they do is pee and crap and everywhere and chew up your slippers and your pillows. And I thought to myself, what if instead of a puppy, this was just a person? I mean, what if it was just like, hey, Uncle Stu is coming to stay at your house? You know, like, what's Uncle Stu up to? Well, he took a dump in the living room and actually chewed up one of my slippers. And I came home the other day, and he was dry humping my daughter. You would never stop stabbing him. You would never stop stabbing him, would you?
Uncle Stu's a dick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you replace puppy with person, you would never stop stabbing that person, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, you let the puppy get away with more behavior because it's a puppy, and it's cute, and it's learning, and it doesn't know yet. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, my Christmas vacation was destroyed by Phil over here, who's now chewing on my side of the sofa.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we'll let you get back to that. Adam Carolla will be on stage with special guest Alonzo Bowden, or Bodden, is it? Which one is it?
Alonzo Bowden.
Yes, and that's going to be on February 17th at the Irvine Improv. Tickets just $25, adamcarolla.com. And Dr. Drew is going to be your guest at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood on the 27th, same address. Great to catch up with the Ace Man. Hope you're right about the Super Bowl. We appreciate you coming on, and get well soon, okay?
Loving you.
Take care of the puppy. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:36.
Who's up for one more look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning show?
Why not?
Why not?
Especially with such exciting geek news happening.
Oh.
We now know who's going to be playing Rita Repulsa. Oh, she was terrifying, right?
Right.
Ah, the Power Rangers!
What a nerd alert!
You don't know, man. She was the big bad of the Power Rangers.
They all had to band together to fight her?
Ivan Ooze always had a soft spot in my heart, but Rita was the main bad one.
What color was she?
That's racist.
That is racist.
Oh, I meant, did she have a color, like red or
the Power
blue?
Rangers were the ones who were colored, not Rita Repulsa.
Oh. I'm sorry, I don't speak geek.
They are making a big screen version of the Power Rangers, and now we know who Rita's going to be. That's right. The lovely and talented Elizabeth Banks. Kind of a step down for a girl whose directing career is kind of blown up.
Mm-hmm. She did the Pitch Perfect sequel, right?
She did. Pitch Perfect 2. She was in that as well as directing it and producing it. But she is taking on the Power Rangers in the new film, according to Hollywood Reporter. Let's take a look back at Elizabeth Banks' career.
What else has she done? Well, I don't remember exactly.
I remember. She's been so much. I mean, she worked with my buddy Kevin Smith, of course, in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Right.
Which was a very fun film.
Hunger Games movies.
Hunger Games. Sure. Smash hit Hunger Games films. But her career goes even further back. I guess I remember Slither, I guess, was her big...
Slither.
Slither was her big first film, if I remember correctly.
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? Did you... What did you do back then?
That's a great question. Just in general, what did you do back then?
By the way, Slither... Not about snakes.
Not about snakes at all, no.
No.
What could I have possibly been trying to accomplish there?
Can't help you, man.
Boy, has that question been asked a lot today.
Anyway, Rita Repulsa, looking forward to that. That's going to be good. You guys interested in this Samantha Bee show?
Yeah, that's good.
Full frontal? Yep.
I like her. I do, too.
I'm already had an ass full of her from the commercials.
Oh, have you?
I'm full up. I'm full up on Samantha Bee. They should have given me a little less Samantha early on leading up and a little more to the show because I feel like I can't bear another minute.
Too many commercials
Too many commercials, too many posters, too many. I get it. She's going to be on television. Got it. Well, as you can imagine, TBS is very excited about their new show, which debuts next Monday. First episode will not only be on TBS, but on, wait for it, True TV, HLN, Adult Swim, and TNT as well. Right? Assful.
Wow.
How much more of her do we need on television? She's going to be on every channel.
Huh. Is that every channel?
Well, it's five channels.
Oh.
The show will end up being aired on TBS at 10:30, and then you got Conan O'Brien's late night show after that. So they're hoping for a 1-2 punch there. Conan O'Brien has a late night show?
How dare you.
Really?
Think you would have heard of that.
This very shit, upsetting.
Little, how about a couple fewer Samantha Bee posters, a couple more Conan O'Brien posters? Let people know he's still on television. That would have been helpful.
I have a TBS question for you guys.
Can't wait.
This always goes well. A phenomenal pedigree, an amazing cast, and I didn't see a second of it, Angie Tribeca. Anyone watch it?
Never heard of it.
Oh, with
it's the new
procedural
cop show parody.
Very
with
funny.
Rashida Jones. Yeah. I think it was created by Steve Carell.
And
maybe.
His wife, Nancy.
And,
it had
like has a million hilarious people in it. And I don't fully understand it, but didn't they like marathon it? Like they debuted the entire season?
Yes.
Over 24 hours, right?
25 hours.
25 hours of Angie Tribeca. Yes. Did any of you guys watch it?
I did not, no.
Isn't it the second season? No.
What?
No, I thought that this was just new, yeah.
No, it was not the second season, and no, I did not watch any of it.
I feel like I watched the first season.
You didn't watch the first season.
It just debuted. It's just brand new this year.
It's brand new.
Wow.
It's a new show.
Now you're imagining watching television shows.
Really am.
And Kevin, you never even heard about it.
Nope.
That's amazing, because, I mean, they made a huge deal about it, but I was out of the country, I think, when they played it, but I just wondered if it was any good, because what a cast.
You should check it out.
Okay.
We should talk about shows that no one else is watching that you're watching or that you've seen and other people haven't seen. Because there's too much television.
And you can't seem to get people interested in checking out your show?
I'm going door to door and I'm knocking on doors, forcing people to watch Billions because Billions is my new obsession.
And I have not had a chance to check that out yet. I'm interested in it.
Oh, I didn't even know. It was the thing. I watched the first season of Billions. I said, no, you didn't, because it's brand new. That's what I said to one lady once.
I think it was supposed to come out in 2015, then didn't, and in my head, I watched it then.
Oh, you make my kidney hurt.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes zero sense.
It's true.
Because as you always say, Ralph, you know, Golden Age TV.
Too much.
Peak TV, you can't, even the good shows you can't watch.
Can't, no time.
It's impossible to keep up.
Here's proof positive there's too much damn television on. They have announced a very special live TV event that will be airing on February 13th on TNT. Sports Illustrated 2016 swimsuit issue cover model reveal.
Okay.
It's not the actual title of the special, but it's not far off. The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit 2016 Revealed will air they will show you in a live event the cover of the magazine.
Now, this kind of reminds me of a couple years ago when the Grammys decided to make a TV show out of announcing who got nominated.
Right.
It used to be, they used to just put out a press release.
Right.
And now everything has to be a live show.
Imagine the Grammys had one nomination.
Right.
And then they built a TV show around that.
Wow, that doesn't seem like much of a show.
It's not like the Victoria's Secret show, where it's basically all Victoria's Secret models.
No, Kevin, this is, other than the big announcement.
Right.
It'll be hosted by powerhouse Nick Cannon.
Don't need that.
He'll be there. Rebecca Romijn will also assist in the hosting duties, apparently. And then they have performances, musical performances. So when you think swimsuits, you think music.
Mm-hmm.
Neo will perform his song Higher Place.
All right.
And then the DJ duo of Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike will all be on the ones and twos.
I tune in anything that Like Mike is
okay. Oh, I like Mike. I like Mike.
And Elle McPherson will be getting her a Lifetime Achievement Award because she's been on the cover of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition a record 5 times.
Okay.
So they will give her the coveted mirrored bikini.
So they're going to stall basically for 58 minutes and then a reveal?
That's silly, Kevin. It'll be 59 minutes.
59 minutes.
My bad. Then they'll reveal.
My bad.
Then they'll whip out the cover. They'll whip it out.
All right.
It's going to be Ronda Rousey on the cover, right? Right? Don't we all know that already?
Well, we know she's in the issue with the bikini paint, but yeah. I don't know.
If you're Sports Illustrated and you have photographs of Ronda Rousey with a painted-on swimsuit.
Yeah, you should go with that.
You're putting that on the cover,
right? Yeah, a good cover. Yeah.
Now you don't even have to watch the 59 minutes, Ralph.
You're not going with Joanne Buttface or whatever. She was on page 97, who's wearing a fur burka, right?
Joanne Buttface.
I didn't even know she was still modeling.
Oh, she's still.
That's crazy.
Yes. Her career has not been.
Man, oh, man.
Not been going so well lately.
And I feel like her name stood in the way of her really achieving mass success.
Well, I believe the original pronunciation was Buttface.
Ah.
I think it's French.
I see.
But I think I'm going to go lay down. Today's celebrity birthdays, Morgan Fairchild, 66 years old.
Morgan Fairchild, that's the ticket.
Tommy Flanagan used to say that was his wife all the time. All right. Nathan Lane is 60. Maura Tierney is 51. Vlade Divac, former Laker. Kevin's favorite Laker, by the way. He's 48 years old.
Hated that guy.
And Isla Fisher. She is 40 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Shibas beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We have your tickets for Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival. We have Dr. Drew on the program. Apparently, he's not very happy with Charlie Sheen's doctor. That's what we hear. He's not thrilled.
Because he didn't cure AIDS. He's all butthurt and jealous. That's why.
Maybe.
That's what happened.
We'll have to ask him. And from the site of Super Bowl 50, we will talk to Jim Rome tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.